now have the primary role for security in most parts of the city. It does mean that the next chapter in Basra's history can be written by the Iraqis.
1,500 British troops coming home. The remaining 5,500 will be used for training and securing Iraq's border with Iran. Meanwhile, Denmark's just announced it's pulling out by August, but Australia says its troops will stay. Live in London, I'm Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Well, CBS News military consultant retired Major Mike Lyon says the British forces could be put to better use than by going home.
With this pullout of this amount of troops, which really could have helped the situation in Baghdad itself, if we were a true coalition, these troops really could have been redeployed into Baghdad because the situation there is so tenuous.
In Iraq, a suicide attack in the holy city of Najaf has left at least 11 people dead and dozens wounded. The military's announced another Marine has been killed in Anbar province. Also, the military says a Black Hawk helicopter made a hard landing north of Baghdad today. The announcement says the crew members were picked up safely by a rescue chopper. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick is in Diyala province with U.S. troops who must remain wary at all times.
It looks like artillery shells in the road ahead of us.
These soldiers were lucky. They spotted the men planting the roadside bombs just ahead of their convoy.
Hey, did you see those folks running from left to right as we were pulling up over?
The suspects got away, but their plan, like many nowadays, was well coordinated. The soldiers were called first to an Iraqi checkpoint that was coming under fire. They realized it was connected.
Do they need a checkpoint to stop traffic?
Yep.
Come out here and put this up.
These soldiers believe if they had arrived at this point 20 minutes later, there would have been several casualties. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, near Bakuba in Diyala province.
It's deadline day for the Iranians to comply with a U.N. order on uranium enrichment. No one expects that Tehran has fallen into line. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, U.S. officials do expect the U.N. Nuclear Watchdog Agency will confirm that Tehran is pushing ahead with its nuclear fuel program. Iran is ignoring a sanctions threat. The White House demands a different response.
The offer that the Iranians need to make is to suspend activity that could lead to the enrichment of nuclear material that could be used in creating a bomb.
Spokesman Tony Snow there, again rejecting what he describes as unwelcome, unwarranted speculation that the U.S. wants war with Iran. He says the administration is pursuing a diplomatic solution. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It's another step in JetBlue's campaign to win back air travelers after a system-wide meltdown during last week's northeast ice storm. Today, the airline has taken out full-page ads in major newspapers, apologizing and vowing to do better. JetBlue CEO David Neeleman did his latest mea culpa last night on The Late Show with David Letterman.
You know, we're going to do things differently, Dave. There's absolutely no way. I'm not making excuses. Right. We made a mistake. We put our crew members and our customers through hell, and we have solutions for this, and we're gonna fix it.
This morning in federal court in Washington, jurors will begin weighing the fate of former administration insider Louis Libby. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato wraps up yesterday's closing arguments.
To convict Libby, jurors must see the complete picture prosecutors have meticulously pieced together of hush-hush phone calls and conversations about a CIA officer's identity, of lies told to cover them up. In a machine gun voice, prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald accused Libby of stealing the truth from the judicial system. Trying to pick the puzzle apart, defense lawyer Ted Wells declared witness after witness after witness had memory problems. And that's exactly what happened with Libby when he faced investigators, Wells claimed. The lawyer eyed the jury and added this exclamation point: it happens to everyone. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, U.S. District Court, Washington.
4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Officials investigating cracked windshields on a bunch of airplanes out of DIA are now bringing in a glass specialist. 9 SkyWest Airlines planes and 4 Frontier jets, along with a Great Lakes plane, had cracked windshields after a storm-packing gust of up to 50 miles an hour struck the airport over the weekend. No injuries were reported. They still have no idea why those windshields cracked. A full state Senate backing a proposal to spend $24 million more of the state's tobacco settlement money on health care. CU Health Sciences would get $12 million. Rest would go toward things like immunizations and helping cover the costs of poor hospital patients. State lawmakers apparently are not interested in cracking down on truckers who violate the state's chain law, at least not right now. House Transportation Committee rejecting a proposal to raise the fine to $500 for truckers who don't put chains on their tires in snowy weather. People who want to sell land in the path of that proposed toll road on the Eastern Plains might get some help from state lawmakers. Representative Marsha Looper says she's going to work on a new bill to clarify that the Prairie Falcon Parkway Express does not have a legal claim to property in its proposed path. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels of AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And in for Gina Michaels this morning, I'm Aaron O'Neill. We got a nice, light drive to start off this morning. So far, though, it is starting to get a little more crowded. Southbound I-25 passing 84th Avenue and across the downtown area. And we're starting to fill in, too. Eastbound I-270 in between I-76 and York. Really nothing out of the ordinary. Rest of the highways seem to be in pretty good shape. There is one accident, eastbound Hamden approaching Federal. Hanging up that left lane, that'll slow up your drive if you're on your way in from Lakewood this morning. That's security wait time out at DIA, right about 5.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Mobile everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Osgood File, February 21st, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
610, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, mostly sunny. High today, 56, another warm day in store for the Front Range. And it was beautiful yesterday. Jay Marvin, John M., John Turk. And we're all assembled, and our phone number is 303-713-7600. And we got a lot to talk about this morning, so hopefully we'll be able to squeeze all of it in and get to it. There's a lot of stories that we just don't get to because we don't have time, and we don't do a traditional, like, morning news thing. And we don't bring them up, and then because we don't bring them up and we don't have time to do them, then a lot of people will send email and assume that either we don't care or we didn't see it ourselves, and that's just not true.
We see everything.
Well, I don't know about that, but we just don't. I apparently didn't see much when I fell down the stairs last weekend or last Friday, and I'm limping around, but it doesn't mean we don't bring it up. Like, we're aware of the Walter Reed story in building number 18, where the GOP and the president talks about how much he supports the troops, yet this thing going on in building 18 of Walter Reed has been going on the whole time that the GOP has dominated the Congress and the Bush has been in office. This has been going on for God knows how long. And Barack Obama and Amy Klobuchar have introduced legislation to fix this, and the legislation was introduced yesterday, I believe. So we know that that's going on, and we're aware of that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I mentioned it to Ed Perlmutter when we had Perlmutter on the other day.
We're also aware of the GOP donor in New York who got caught, who was one of the top donors to the GOP, who is also being tried as an alleged terrorist.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, there's that story out there. See, some of these things we never bring up, and then because we just don't get to them. I'm trying to think of what else is floating around out there. Also, we'll be talking later on this morning, not about the military, but about the political impact of Tony Blair making the announcement, which he just did here a couple of minutes ago in Britain, about them beginning to take troops now out of Iraq, and that the Danish are also going to leave, and the Australians for the current time are going to stay, but that's John Howard, and who knows if he'll win re-election. We'll be talking about that at 7 o'clock. We'll have Rich Masters on to assess the political impact of this whole thing. So we've got that on tap. There are two other subjects that have been floating around in the news that I've wanted to talk about for a long, long time on this show, and we haven't done it, and I want to do it. Let me start with Hillary Clinton. And let me see if any of you want to get in on this. 303-713-7600. The primaries, I mean, the race for 08 for the nomination is already off the ground.
Yeah.
It's already running. Obama was in Hollywood last night and raised $1 million.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg and David Geffen and Katzenberg held a big to-do for him.
How dare he go to Hollywood and raise money?
That's Clinton. That's Clinton land.
Well, he's associated with Hollywood liberals.
Oh, yeah.
Well, go grow another arm. All right, so we know all this is going on. And when Hillary Clinton goes out on the campaign trail, both in Iowa and New Hampshire, she has been hit with people who have asked her one question, which she seems to have a hard time answering, and that is, do you think that your vote on the resolution to empower the White House to use force, and the United States to use force against Iraq, do you think that vote was wrong? And she always answers kind of basically the same way, which is, had I known then what I know now, I wouldn't have voted for it, but the mistake is the president's.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't end the war, if I get elected, I will. All right, here's the question, because Edwards comes out and says, okay, I made a mistake.
Obama says, I never made a mistake because I've been against it from the beginning.
Right. He made speeches against it when he was in the Illinois State Legislature. Matter of fact, he's got a great quote, which is, I'm not against all wars. I'm just against dumb wars.
Yeah.
Which I think is marvelous. Yeah. All right. But for those of you who are going to vote, well, actually, we have caucuses here. So those of you that are going to caucus, those of you that are going to get involved in the process, and we may not get anybody who calls up on this, but I really like to know. And for those of you who would look at Hillary Clinton as a nominee, do you find this answer to be satisfying? Do you find this answer to be okay? Or should she just come out and should she just say, I made a mistake? See, I'm troubled by her answer. I don't like her answer. Now, I've said it many times on this program. I mean, I support Obama. But even if I didn't support Obama, I still would be troubled by that answer. Because that answer smacks to me of the same answers that we get from the White House. Well, we've made mistakes along the way. There have been troubles. But the White House never. I mean, no one in the White House, not George W. Bush, not Dick Cheney, I mean, nobody down the line, ever steps forward and owns up and says, we blew it. We have blown the whole thing. And then go on to articulate why it's in our national interest to try to fix it.
Well, see, that's the thing that has bugged me about Hillary for a long time, is she always has the politically expedient answer. She always, like I've said, you can sit there and you can watch the wheels moving in her head before she says something, and she's triangulating. You know, she's trying to figure out how to avoid offending the largest number of people and get the largest number of people to agree with her.
Yeah, see, I get the same feeling.
Yeah.
I get the same feeling. Also, she gets angry. I mean, her eyes get real wide, and she gets, like, real... She gets angry when voters, when these people in New Hampshire and these people in Iowa stand up. And they give this answer.
Yeah, which is the same thing that Bush does. Bush always gets that peeved look on his face when somebody asks him something he doesn't want to. Of course, he never appears before unfriendly audiences. Except for the occasional.
Oh no, he never. Listen, he and Dick Cheney both never appear. They're like Lyndon Johnson used to be, where Lyndon Johnson, towards the end of his term in the White House, at the height of the Vietnam War, could only go to military bases to make appearances. He could not appear in public because he would get hassled, and on top of that, and when I say hassled, I don't mean security threatened. I mean that there would be demonstrators,
right,
that he couldn't answer. He couldn't give speeches in front of unscreened crowds because many of them would boo. And so he basically was forced to hide out at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or at a military base. And these guys do the exact same thing. The only thing about them is, which Johnson didn't do, was these guys take the troops and then they parade them out and then they tell you how much they support them. And then the building number 18 story at Walter Reed comes out, and you find out that in reality, they really don't give a damn at all. And as a matter of fact, if you look at Bush's budget, he's going to cut VA money.
Yeah, and increase the amount of money that the guys and gals are going to have to shell out themselves.
Yeah, so that's all sloganeering. That's all sloganeering on his part and the GOP's part. All right, Hillary, do you find her answer to be satisfactory, or do you think...
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
50 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Three minutes after six, mostly sunny today. High 56, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And you can instant messages too at am760.net. We're talking about Hillary Clinton, and if you're a Democrat, if you are going to be involved in the caucuses, if you're looking at supporting a Democratic nominee in November, does Hillary's response on Iraq, does that bother you at all? Because it bothers me.
And me too.
303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Oh, you fit the description of somebody who's going to go vote Democratic, but go ahead. Because you know you're not going to vote Democratic, right?
Well, I can't say that. I've voted Democratic before. I voted for Bill the first time.
But you're not going to vote. You're a constant critic of Democrats and liberals. But go ahead. It's okay.
I call and criticize the Republicans on other radio stations, Jay, but that's besides the point. First of all, I don't see anything wrong with really the way she answered, aside from it's a typical Clinton answer. She, with what she was given, she voted one way. If she was given, you know, back then, supposedly there was false information given to them. I don't know what they were given, but so that's what they voted based on. So you can't fault her for saying, you know, this is what I was given, this is what I voted on. Do I regret it now? Yeah. But
she doesn't say that. She doesn't say she regrets it. And you're right about the information, but then what about the other senators and other congressmen and people who were, like, not even in office, but the other congressmen and senators who saw the same thing and didn't vote along with her?
But you got to understand, she's a Clinton. She's going to stick her finger in the wind and see which way it's going.
Wait a minute.
At a particular time.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
That's how they ran the White House.
Hold on a second. No. I don't agree with that. That's number one. I think Bill Clinton did some things that were not right, but he also did some things that were very right. And in comparison to the current president, he looks like he walks on water. Two, he's not the only one in this game who pulls these mistakes. While you're sitting or pulls these stunts, while you're sitting around debating on who you're going to vote for, take a good look at the following three guys on the GOP side. John McCain, Rudy Giuliani, okay, and Mitt Romney. They are all in the process of flip-flopping around all over the place on everything from Roe versus Wade to the Iraq War.
Well, the first two I wouldn't vote for, and I don't know enough about Mitt Romney to make a judgment.
Oh, well, check him out.
I told you in the governor's race that I've given up pretty much on the Republican Party because they've abandoned the conservative values in terms of financial all kinds of other stuff. So I'm more leaning towards a third party candidate.
Yeah, and but you still water carry the phrases like that's a Clinton type thing. When in reality that's not a Clinton type thing. That
it's a politician type thing, but the Clintons are notorious for it.
No, they're not. I don't see them as being notorious for it. I mean, give me an example of Bill Clinton being notorious for it.
Jay, that's almost 8 years ago.
Well, so?
It was Fat Tuesday last night. I killed that brain cell. I don't remember now.
All right.
I mean, if you gave me time to look it up on the internet, then maybe I could find stuff where he tested which way the wind was blowing to make a decision. But, I mean, it's...
Well, name me a president who doesn't.
I don't think that...
I mean, to a certain degree, if you're in the Congress, and to a certain degree, if you're the president of the United States... You got to listen to what people are saying. One of the problems we have here is we've got leadership here that's tone deaf.
Well, I understand. I agree with that, and that's why I don't support him anymore. I would say that Reagan didn't really stick his finger in the wind as much as other presidents did.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he did, and he also did as California governor. Hey, by the way, were you drinking and driving last night?
No. I live, there's a bar on the property, so we walk up.
All right. Just making sure your welfare.
Thank you.
All right, my man.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. See you later. Bye. Let's go to Randy in Golden. Randy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Jay, my opinion of Hillary, isn't she an attorney?
Oh, yeah, sure has been for a long time.
And when you're an attorney, don't you supposed to do due diligence? Didn't she investigate this? Well, when you send troops into war, don't you really ask a lot of questions and weigh and measure? Or you just get on the bandwagon and merrily go along?
Well... We would hope, I think, that anybody who we sent to Congress or to the Senate would, or to the state legislature, or that would be the city on the city council, we'd hope that they would do all of that, yeah.
Yeah. What was her priorities? What was she working on at that time that she didn't really pay attention to what the hell was going on? Tell me.
Well, I don't know because I can't answer that question.
I can't either. So I can't get her vote. I'll give her my vote. And I am a registered Democrat, and I will be at the caucus, and I'm not going to... I don't want her. I don't want her in. Please go away. Go back to Arkansas.
She's a senator in New York,
too.
Yeah,
but how did she get up there? Is she a carpetbagger?
No, she moved there, and you know what? Hold on a second now. Before you take her head off totally, you have to give her credit, and she deserves credit, because she has been a really good senator.
Give me an example.
She's worked unceasingly and tirelessly to try to help out those who were involved in 9/11 in her state.
I saw her on the floor there. She was giggling when the fire department was there. She wasn't even paying attention.
I'm not asking you to look at picture ops. I'm asking you I'm asking you to do exactly what you accused her of not doing, which is to go do due diligence and look at her voting record and look at the legislation that she worked on and look at the things that she talked about. And she did a great job and has done a great job of representing her home state, which is one of the reasons why she is extremely popular there.
Oh, well, yeah, New York loves federal money, man. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking about New York loving federal money? What, are you calling KOA?
Am I calling? What do you mean by that?
Well, think about it.
What do you mean KOA?
I don't know. Are you using water carrier language, as I call it? Like, you're knocking federal money? What, you telling me that living in Golden, you don't take any federal money?
Hey, man, I pay enough. I can't pay anymore.
Well, I mean, are you using
it? Are you paying too much, or are you satisfied with what you're paying?
Here's what I believe about government. What I believe about government is that it has a role to play for good in people's lives, but that it should be as efficient and well-working as possible. And no, I'm not happy with what goes on 90% of the time.
90%? Wow.
But you want to know something? At least I'm not going to get on the air and go and start ranting and raving about federal money when I damn well take federal money because I use goods and services that is provided by the federal government. Listen, you don't want federal money? You think federal money's a sin? Here's an idea.
Okay.
Don't drive to work today. Don't use the roads. Don't get on the interstate. Don't ask for any grants for your city. Don't ask for anything. And we, you know what? We'll take the alternative energy lab down the road from you, and we'll shut that down, too, because that uses federal money. You know what? Wise up.
Yeah. I was just going to make that up myself. they always... That's such a typical right-wing line, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Federal money. Oh, by the way, excuse me while I drive on the interstate. I hate taxes. Hello, 911? Yeah. I got a prowler in my neighborhood. Could you send the police? Well, who do you think pays for all of that? Where do you think that all comes from? Is there anybody on any side of the political spectrum that endorses the wasting of taxpayer dollars? I don't think so. I don't think anybody's going to step forward and go, yes, I raise my hand. I'm for wasting taxpayers' money. Yeah, I want to pay more taxes, not less. But most people want to take the situations that confront them, and they want to deal with them. They want to take care of them. Okay? And call up here and start this rant about taxes. Why don't you try this, my man? Randy and Golden, you know, if you're so upset about taxes, why don't you zero in on the unfair tax cuts that the top 1% to 5% in this country get at the expense of the rest of us.
And or the alternative minimum tax,
which is this year going to hit the middle class.
It's going to go from $3 million to $23
million. That's
unless,
right.
Unless Congress does something about it. My father, you know, I mentioned before, my old man's a tax consultant, and he's a member of that group, Citizens Against Government Waste. And his argument is not that the tax rates are that high in America on the average citizen. It's that the money is so inefficiently spent and spent for crap and, you know, patronage and again, giving tax cuts to the wealthy.
No one has wasted more money than this administration.
Oh, yeah. Congress. I mean, it's obscene.
Or the last Congress, rather. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about Hillary's explanation of her vote in Iraq. Does that bother you, yes or no? Let's take a look at traffic now with Aaron O'Neill.
And we're starting to see a busier ride across the highways. Nothing too out of the ordinary here. Southbound I-25 delay started 104th now. If you're leaving Thornton and Northland, carries down to 84th Avenue. Of course, we're busy across downtown. We're starting to see the load up, too. Southbound 225 on that approach to Yosemite down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Of course, a slow ride for eastbound 270, I-76 down to Vasquez, and getting busier for I-70. Cleared up that earlier accident, eastbound Hamden approaching Federal. That's a much better drive heading into Englewood. Weather today, breezy, sunny, and warmer. Highs up near 60 today, though it's still kind of chilly, right around 40 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment, and with over six...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Credit? Well, it's not your fault.
Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-700-3013. That's 1-800-700-3013. 1-800-700-3013.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, we'll send that out to our buddy Mark in Denver. Have a good day, Mark. Man, I remember the days when I used to stay out and drink. Boy, the next day you're like, whoa. 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, 56. We're talking about Hillary Clinton and her explanation about her vote in Iraq. Does it bother you? And if you were looking at voting for her, let's say, as a nominee, you were thinking about going to a caucus as a nominee, would you vote for her? And, or would you cast your caucus vote? Or in a general election, does her answer about her Iraq vote bother you? 303-713-7600, because it bothers me. And if she gets the nomination, I would support her, but not in the caucus process. There's no way. And I hope she doesn't get the nomination. And on that, I can agree with the guy in Golden. And John in Boulder said, he was hanging on, but I guess he ran out of time. But he was going to make the point that she was forced to vote that way, and I'm just kind of interested in where he was coming from on that. Let's go to Stefan in Denver. Stefan, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, now I'm going to say this in defense of Hillary. Now this is the truth. Now she was lied to, and so were all of the senators. Now I was against the war even when they gave the BS and all the reasons, you know, to go into the war, but she was given false documents, she was given false arguments, everyone in that Congress was lied to, and they only gave the president authorization to go to war. They didn't really christen the actual, I mean, it wasn't as officiated as it could have been. So I'm not saying that to say that, you know, I would have done the same if I were in her shoes, but I mean, why aren't we talking about the fact that we still have a sitting president who presented fabricated evidence to give these senators?
Well, because I think we are talking about that, but I think we're also talking about the fact that this year, more than any other time that I can remember, the primary and the battle for the nomination in both parties is off to a way, and I mean a way, way early start. And that when she gets asked these questions in New Hampshire and she gets asked these questions in Iowa, she always gives that same answer. And I'm not disputing what you're saying, but how was it that, for instance, Russell Feingold, Mark Udall, that there were other senators and congresspeople, I want to be fair about that, who voted against it. How did they happen to know something that she didn't know?
Well, I think that she is, okay, now, she has been thinking about running, you know, for president for forever, I think. It's not been something that she's just obviously, you know, considered doing. And I think that she, you know, and this sounds really weird, but I think that she knew that this would happen. I don't think that she was stupid enough, like the other guy who called in and said, is she an attorney? Isn't she going to do due process and et cetera? I think she knew that anyone with a brainstem could figure out that this was a stupid idea. I think that she...
Well, then if it was a stupid idea, what did she vote for it for?
Well, you know, that is a complicated answer.
And then here's the second part of it. Then, unlike John Edwards, she doesn't come forward and say, I made the wrong vote. I blew it. What's wrong with saying you blew it?
Because what they did to John Kerry.
Yeah, but John Kerry didn't defend himself. There's a difference between that. And what can you say when somebody says flat out, I made a mistake? Then if somebody criticizes you, then you turn around to them and say, well, wait a minute. You never make mistakes? You never have to say anything about something that you've done? Look, we all make mistakes. But the difference is that there are people in Washington who are incapable of saying to the public, hey, I didn't make the right decision. And they don't listen to the public. And the example is the current administration, which can't hear what the public, regardless, look, independents, moderates, liberals, progressives, they're all saying the same thing. They may disagree on how to do it, but they're all saying the same thing. They do not want us to be involved in this. They do not want us to be further involved. And we have leadership that doesn't hear anything, that doesn't listen, that does what it wants to. So are we going to get this from her, too? Because she can't come forward and she can't be honest and open and say, hey, okay, I got the wrong information and I made the wrong vote.
Well, we'll see if she changes on that. I think that, actually, you know what, I was thinking about the fact that she didn't say it was a mistake, and I really do believe that that might be a good idea because it doesn't give her, and now if we've learned anything from this, you know, administration, they've changed the entire, you know, scene of politics. If you admit to a mistake, you are just like the weakest, most deceptive thing on the face of it, even though it should be the opposite way around. So she knows exactly how they're going to attack her when they do the campaign ads if she gets the nomination.
All right, let me turn the question around. Let me change the question. Let me change the question. As a voter, would it bother you if a prospective candidate was like John Edwards and said, I made a mistake and I made the wrong decision?
It would not bother me.
Do you think it bothers the American public?
I think that it would give more fodder to the other people on the other campaign to attack him, because now he is, you know, it's a sign of weakness for these people. They think that that's every excuse not to vote for a person these days if they admit to making a mistake, I think.
All right, fair enough. Stephen, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, do you think it bothers the American public? Edwards, John Edwards doesn't seem to think so.
No, I don't think so. You know,
What
is the problem that these people have with saying, I made a mistake? I mean, we're not talking George Romney here, who said he was brainwashed about Vietnam, and that killed his presidential ambitions.
Well, that was Mitt Romney's father, right.
Yeah, but, I mean,
well,
say
right,
you made a
right.
mistake.
All right, but we had a million emails and a million callers about the fact that they would care that Barack Obama was smoking, even though we now know he's quit. Would the American public reject a presidential candidate, a candidate for governor, a candidate for Congress, a candidate for senator, who stood up and said, I made the wrong vote, I made the wrong decision, I'm sorry?
No.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would hope that they wouldn't.
But, you know, this whole thing of weasel words, you know, getting out of admitting your mistakes, as I recall, it goes back to Nixon, you know, after Watergate, when David Frost finally got him to say, mistakes were made. You know, that's the greatest weasel phrase these people use. They won't say, I made a mistake. It's, mistakes were made. And every politician since then has refused, you know, has taken that same tact.
Well, I think it runs deeper than that, though, too. And I've said this on the air before. And I think we all suffer from it. I include myself in this in a big way a lot of times. It's very hard for people to come forward and say, I screwed up. I made a mistake. So can you imagine what it would be like, and I'm not defending Hillary, but I'm just advancing this idea. Can you imagine what it would be like to have to do it in public, in the media? I'm not defending George W. Bush, and I think that they should come forward and say, okay, you know what? I didn't do the right thing.
You're a public servant. You're on the public payroll. We're paying your salary. Damn it, you better admit it when you're wrong. I'm your boss.
All right, Pops. I mean, don't get
your
pacemaker.
He owes me.
All right.
These people work for us.
Yeah, I agree. 303-713-7600, traffic now with Aaron O'Neill.
Hi, good morning, Jay. We're looking at a pretty easy ride on the highways, aside from the usual slowdowns, and really nothing too out of the ordinary that we don't deal with every morning. About this time, southbound I-25 loaded up 104th, getting down to 84th Avenue. Again, on that approach to 38th, getting down past Spear. And then you're wide open if you're headed towards the Denver Tech Center. Southbound 225 now backing up from just after Parker Road down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. We're starting to see I-70 load up, especially on that eastbound ride, approaching I-25, getting out past Brighton. Fortunately, not dealing with any accidents on the highways yet this morning. Earlier problems eastbound Hamden approaching Federal cleared out of your way. Weather for today, another sunny one, warmer. We're going to see highs up near 60 degrees. We're still at 40, though. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Have you tried the Bacon Breakfast Bistro sandwich at Sonic yet? It looks like the ciabatta bread might be hard and crusty, but it's not. In fact, the Bacon Breakfast Bistro sandwich at Sonic is really, really good. Try one with a cranberry juice, and remember, it's not just good, it's Sonic good.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate each Saturday from noon to 1 with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean's here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here from noon to 1 each Saturday.
648, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Every day I tell you about Rocky's Autos and their large inventory of clean, late model cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. I also tell you every day about how you get pre-qualified online by browsing their huge inventory at RockiesAutos.com. But it's not every day that I get to tell you about something like this. And it's coming up this Saturday, so mark it down on your calendar. For one day only, this Saturday, Rocky's Autos will be holding an early bird sale. There'll be a special hand-picked vehicles that will sell, forget this, as low as $199. That's right, Rocky's Autos will be selling vehicles this Saturday only for as low as $199. Every one of these vehicles are safety inspected, have new oil and new filter, new Colorado emissions, and will not be offered for sale prior to the gates opening this Saturday at 8 a.m. Right at this time, Shaggy himself will open the gates on this early bird sale. You want to be there. Ready to get on the lot as soon as the gates open so you can have the best selection. And you don't even have to worry about breakfast that morning. Rocky's Autos will cover it. Shaggy will have plenty of coffee and donuts. So see Shaggy, Audra, and Officer Odell out there. It's the Rocky's Autos Early Bird Sale, one day only, this Saturday, beginning right at 8 a.m. That's right there at 63rd and Federal.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain.
Good morning. It's 6:51, 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 56, mostly sunny.
Uncle Albert.
Got kind of a two-prong question here. One, are you satisfied with Hillary Clinton's answer about her Iraq vote? And then, two, do you think the American public would accept or reject somebody who would say that they made a mistake? John Edwards has done it. Does that minimize his chances? 303-713-7600. And when I ask if you would accept somebody who said they made a mistake, I'm talking about both parties. So we're focusing in on Hillary. All right, let's go to the phones. And we go to Roger in Greenwood Village. Roger, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. I just want to say that I agree with Senator Clinton that she did not make a mistake. She was basically misled. I think that she voted at the time with the information that that was filtered through the administration, which she might have thought was probably reliable at the time. And so she voted what she thought was right at the time. She was just misled. And it would be essentially like if I sold you an object for $34, you paid me the $34, and then later came to find out that the price was $22, it wouldn't be your mistake. You were had, period. And I think that's where that's basically what she ought to say.
Well, she's not going to say that. She's not going to say she was had. And then the other questions I'd have is how is it that other Congress people and senators were not had, and that they voted against it? And then what about Edwards' stance, where he comes out and says, "Well, I made a mistake. I made the wrong vote."
I think that if the people who didn't trust the administration and didn't think the information was reliable, if they voted for the war, then they obviously made a mistake. But if they voted their hearts, they didn't make a mistake. No, so I think that.
Okay, wait a minute. Can you explain that to me? Because I have a hard time reading that.
All right. In other words, if Edwards had any doubts about the reliability of the information that was being fed to him and the American public, and he voted for the war, that is a mistake. If, on the other hand, he felt that the administration was trustworthy and the information reliable and voted against it, that also would be a mistake. You see what I'm saying? But if he voted for it, for the war, which he thought at the time was justified based on the information he was being fed, then it wouldn't be a mistake. It would be a vote that had been obtained on pure delusion.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Did you think we should have gone to Iraq at the time?
At the time? I'm sorry, say again?
Did you believe the administration, and did you think we should have gone to Iraq at the time?
No, because I didn't think that, personally, I didn't think that the information was reliable, nor was the administration trustworthy. So I don't think we should have gone to Iraq, first of all. And second, had I been in a position to vote, I would have voted against it. Had I voted for it, that would have been a mistake, yes.
Okay, so if you saw it, why didn't she?
Well, because she probably thought that the information was reliable. and that the intelligence people were feeding reliable information to the president, who was reporting it honestly. Turns out that the somewhere along the chain there was deceit that was being perpetrated on the American public.
Well, I think if you follow the Libby trial, we know where the deceit was. All right, Roger. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Have a good time. Let's go to Mike in the Highlands Ranch. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I actually liked her answer. It made sense to me that she had to like pretty much distance herself from the potential misunderstanding of the information. I mean, in my mind, she had to do that in order to be ready to go to the fight longer on for the presidency.
But why would you distance? Why did she have to distance herself from it?
Because if she would come out and say, hey, you know, the information that we received was wrong, we came to the wrong conclusions, we shouldn't have been in there because we had bad information, she pretty much, is making the argument for President Bush of, well, geez, you know, I had the bad information, we went in there, and this is the wrong thing to do. So instead of backing away from the ability to attack on the issue, she's just sort of like taking an outside stance on this, trying to, keep our options open.
Okay, that's a really good point you just made about Bush. But there's one problem with that. And it's like the guy yesterday who called me towards the end of the show, where he was trying to say that the administration didn't lie about Iraq, and then my response to him and John M's response to him is, well, listen, are you not following the Libby trial? I mean, the difference would be is that Bush did lie, and that they did twist the intelligence, and that they not only did that, but they acted to make sure that it was spun correctly in public. The difference between her and, I mean, the difference between Bush and Senator Hillary Clinton would be that her judgment and her feelings, and she's been around Washington enough that she should have known not to trust this administration, and to give a diluted answer to a serious question, to me, is just not being upfront and honest. Mike, thanks, man. Have a good day, and thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Rich Masters comes up next. We'll talk about the Brits leaving Iraq.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you want half off your credit card bill, we can't help you. If you want half off your car payment, we can't help you. If you want half off your cell phone bill, well, we can't help you. But if you want half off your student loan payment, we can help you. That's right. You can cut your student loan payment by up to nearly half with College Loan Corporation. Just call 1-800-CLC-1979. We've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Now we'd like to help you cut your student loan payments by nearly half. This is not your typical loan. It's a free program. And by calling today, you may be eligible for up to a $2,000 cash rebate. That's right, $2,000 cash. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Learn how you can cut your student loan payments by up to nearly half and enjoy a cash rebate of up to $2,000. Call 1-800-CLC-1979. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-CLC-1979.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS
News. I'm Vicky Barker in London. British forces marching out of the southern Iraqi city of Basra. Prime Minister Tony Blair says Basra is not Baghdad with what he calls its orgy of terrorism. It is reasonably safe, he says, to hand over the job of rebuilding the city and its security forces.
What all of this means is not that Basra is how we want it to be, but it does mean that the next chapter in Basra's history can be written by the Iraqis.
1,600 British troops coming home, leaving 5,500 for training and securing Iraq's border with Iran. Meanwhile, Denmark's announced it's pulling out of Iraq, but Australia says its forces will stay. I'm Vicky Barker in London. Now with more news, here's Frank Settapani.
It was just 0.2% last month's increase in consumer prices, but the figure the government released a short time ago was higher than expected. The steepest jump in medical costs in 16 years, 0.8% gets much of the blame. The consumer price report isn't sitting well with Wall Street. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down 5 points. Paying too much for health care? Well, just wait. A government report says copays and other out-of-pocket expenses will almost double over the next decade. John Poizel is with the National Health Statistics Group.
It's our expectation that about 20% or $1 out of every $5 spent and the economy will be devoted to expenditures for purchasing health care.
Some companies are trying to give workers a break by supplying certain prescription drugs free of charge. Alan Christensen is in charge of benefits at Mohawk Industries in Dublin, Georgia.
For those people who participate in this program, we waive copayments for medications that are specific medications related to diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
Should all children get a flu shot every year? CBS's Howard Ehrenstein tells us health experts are looking into that.
225 children have died from the flu in the last 3 years, so a group called Families Fighting Flu is urging the Centers for Disease Control to change its recommendations for those needing flu shots to include children up to the age of 18. A vote could come today. The group says that raising the age recommendations from kids up to 5 years old, where it stands now, to 18 will reduce pediatric illnesses and save lives.
In New Orleans, the party is over.
Police cleared Bourbon Street of tens of thousands of revelers at the stroke of midnight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mardi Gras 2007 is over. Good night.
New Orleans Police Chief Warren Riley says it was clearly a larger crowd for this second post-Katrina Mardi Gras.
Oh, definitely larger than last year, absolutely. I don't know if it's quite pre-Katrina levels, but certainly larger than last year, absolutely.
Last Mardi Gras, less than 6 months after the hurricane, had to be scaled back. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Business groups and supporters in Congress will be disappointed by what Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez will have to say shortly. He'll tell them the administration has no intention of lifting the trade restrictions on Cuba. This is CBS News.
Okay, 17-inch aluminum wheels, all-new Chrysler Sebring Touring, standard. Toyota Camry LE, not available. Honda Accord LX, not available. Yes, essential stain-resistant fabric, Sebring, standard. Other guys, not available. There's got to be something, huh? Steering wheel, Sebring, standard. Toyota and Honda, standard.
The all-new Chrysler Sebring, completely redesigned inside and out, with many exclusive features. As described, $21,110, MSRP excludes tax.
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal, but no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A 9-year-old boy from Erie is recovering after being attacked by the family's Labrador retriever. Amanda Jolliffe says her son Josh went to pet the lab and it attacked him with no warning. He was severely bitten on the head, left shoulder, left hand. Family was able to intervene and separate the dog from the boy. The cops were called out. An officer had to shoot and kill the dog after it tried to attack him.
I had the dog for 7 years, and he never showed any kind of aggression towards a human being at all.
Amanda Jolliffe talking to our partners at 9 News. Josh is hospitalized at Children's Hospital and is doing okay. A state house committee has approved a measure to reduce the impact of oil and gas drilling on wildlife. It would require the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission to work with state wildlife officials and develop rules by next year to minimize the impact. Head of the National Wildlife Federation says drilling operations are driving away a lot of animals. And what's in a name? An attorney's gathering signatures to change the name of the Denver suburb of Commerce City. Attorney Jim Benson says he's already got 800 signatures to get that proposed on the city ballot. If enough greeter voters agree with him, a committee would offer three new names for voters to choose from in November. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And lots of sunshine on tap for today, and it's already taken a toll on our eastbound routes. If you are traveling on 6th Avenue, also have a problem. You're going to find a lot of stop and go from just after Wadsworth up to the scene of a stall in the center lane closer to Federal. So bear to the left or right there. Might want to try using Alameda or Colfax as alternates on your way in from Lakewood this morning. Also getting word of a right lane stall eastbound I-70 near Steel Street. So stick over to the left there. The backups start at Federal as you work yourself past I-25. Unusually heavy for westbound I-76. 88th Avenue down towards I-25 is going to be a slow ride. And southbound I-25 delay started at 120th Avenue, working all the way into the downtown area. Your security wait time, right around 5 minutes. Your weather today, breezy, sunny, and warmer. Highs up near 60. We're still at a chilly 38. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Feeling adventurous? Try one of Arapaho Basin's High Adventure Series clinics, including Telus Steep Camp, Extreme Mountain Clinic, or a women's only teleclinic. Don't forget your Colorado Pass is good here. Visit our new website at arapahobasin.com for details.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There can be legitimate debate about what was right and what was wrong in respect to the original decision to remove Saddam. There can be no debate about the rights and wrongs of what is happening in Iraq today.
7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's Jay Marvin, John M., and John Turk. Mostly sunny. High today, 56, and the British are going to leave Iraq.
The coalition of the willing has become the coalition of the leaving.
Yeah, they're going to leave. Britain will withdraw nearly half of its troops from Iraq by the end of the year. If local forces can secure the southern part of the country. And joining us is our old buddy Rich Masters. He is managing director of Corvus Communications. He served for 6 years as a top policy and communications advisor to U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. Prior to joining Landrieu's first Senate campaign in 1996, he was an award-winning news reporter and anchor for television stations in Louisiana, Illinois, and also Iowa. Rich, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it's always good to hear your voice. All right. So, the British are going to get out. The Danish are talking that they're going to get out. And the Australians under John Howard are going to stay. But the British are going to get out. They're our biggest ally. Where does that put the administration, which is spinning this as being, quote-unquote, good news?
A sign of success.
Well, let's understand that Fiji, I think, is still keeping their two guys. So, you know, the coalition of the willing and the bribed and the coerced gets smaller and smaller every day. Look, this, from a historical perspective, is just enormous. I mean, consider, if you will, Winston Churchill going to the floor of Parliament and saying, we're withdrawing and we're no longer going to help in World War II. This is just enormous, and it further isolates George Bush in this little bubble that he's created for himself. I mean, the military doesn't think sending additional troops in is going to work. Democrats in Congress don't think it's going to work. Most Republicans in Congress don't think it's going to work. Now the British and other nations who actually supported the war and sent their young people into battle now see it have devolved into a civil war between two warring factions, and our troops have no clear mission. George Bush is the only person on the planet right now that seems to think that sending 20,000 more young people into the middle to be shooting ducks in a shooting gallery in a civil war is a good idea. And this further isolates him, you know, even even more than it already we've seen.
Oh, you left out one other person. That's John McCain.
Well, that's true. The McCain doctrine, this is. So.
Bush McCain.
Exactly.
Or John Bush, however you want to call him. he believes that this whole thing is possible. Now, Blair's doing this because of domestic pressure?
Oh, the truth is, no, I think he's doing it because it's the right thing. I mean, listen, if you look at Tony Blair's numbers, they have tanked precipitously, even quicker than George Bush's poll numbers tanked, in the wake of the Iraq War. So, Tony Blair, is in many, many ways a hero to me. I mean, this is a guy who, even though I thought he was vehemently wrong on many of the things that he did during the Iraq War, he did it because he thought it was the right thing to do. And so I don't think he's doing it to bow to political pressures at all. People are going to make that analysis, but if he were going to do that, he would have pulled out of Iraq a long time ago. He believes this is the wrong thing to do. I mean, his people, just like ours, are in the middle of a civil war. No one ever bargained for that. No one ever said we were going to do that. And our young people are over there fighting and dying every single day. We lost two more overnight, I understand, to just be stuck in the middle of a civil war. And I think Blair said enough is enough is enough.
Yeah, though Dick Cheney was describing the whole thing as a positive signal. He's on a trip to Japan, and he told ABC News, "I look at it when I see it as an affirmation of the fact that in parts of Iraq things are going pretty well. That the situation has dramatically improved compared with what it was a year or so ago." What reality is he living in?
Well, I don't know what he's smoking. But I certainly hope taxpayers aren't paying for it, because he is living in a completely delusional land. I mean, no one, no one who has been there, no one who understands the war. You know, the thing that Dick Cheney said the other day that just, made me more mad than anything, literally, that's come out of this administration, is when he told Wolf Blitzer that, first of all, that if Congress were to pass a resolution of disapproval, wouldn't matter, we're going anyway, I think he said. And then he said the most amazing thing. He said, the American people may not have the stomach for the long fight. The American people may not have the stomach for the long fight. The American people have stood behind this war, even when they realized it was bad, for a good long while. The American people, you know who doesn't have the stomach for the fight? That's Dick Cheney. That's Dick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 deferments from the Vietnam War.
Well, he doesn't have the...
Who didn't have the stomach for the fight? Not the American people.
Yeah, he doesn't have the back for it, I guess, apparently, for any kind of fight. That was, didn't he claim he had, like, some kind of a back problem, similar to Mr. Limbaugh, who had a cyst on his rear end?
Right.
He came up with more excuses than Ferris Bueller. I mean, he was hiding behind Lynn Cheney's skirts for a while because he was a dad. Then he was a college deferment. Then he had a bad back. He came up with more excuses than Ferris Bueller. It's a disgrace. And now he's trying to make up for it by sending our children into harm's way. I got a big problem with that. And I got a big problem with the fact that he challenges the American stomach to fight the war on terror. Give me a break.
Yeah, I agree 100%. 12 minutes, 7:13, 13 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our buddy Rich Masters from Corvus Communications on the line, and we're talking about the political shrapnel of Tony Blair this morning announcing, making it official, that British troops are going to start leaving and that they hope to phase out their involvement, and they hope that the Iraqis can take things over. Now, in the southeastern part of Iraq where they are, the violence is not as bad as where we are, which is in Baghdad. Why don't the British come help us?
Well, that would make a whole lot of sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Except for the fact that if you believe that were to help us there, you'd be buying into the fact that, this delusional view that George Bush has, that simply by sending 20,000 additional troops over there for 1 or 2 months, is going to turn this around. I mean, it's clear that what we're doing there is not working. And all of it goes back to a completely failed policy of not sending enough troops, enough equipment, enough manpower. I mean, you know, did we not learn the lessons of the Vietnam War? I mean, we allow politicians and people like Dick Cheney, who ducked service from Vietnam five times, to call the shots as opposed to listening to people like Colin Powell, who, you know, came up with the Powell Doctrine, you know, go in with overwhelming force and with an exit strategy. We had neither in the Iraq War. So even if you bought the fact that the war was a good idea to begin with, the fact that George Bush completely mismanaged this, and now we're in a situation where people say, well, let's send a couple thousand here, a couple thousand there, somehow that's going to help. It's ridiculous. We're in the middle of a shooting civil war right now, and it's time to get out.
Well, I think that the British leaving just underlines the idea that what we're doing there is wrong and not working, because they're not going to come help us because they realize it's futile. So what they're going to do is they're going to leave. And that ought to be a glowing message to everybody. Yet you've got that 27 to 37% in this country that hangs on to the idea that what we're doing there is right, and they buy the rhetoric of the administration.
Well, let's make no mistake about it. I think there is one reason and one reason only we're doing this surge, this quote-unquote surge, by sending an additional 21 or 22,000, whatever the number is. Because keep in mind, even the Bush administration is saying they're only going to send them there through the summer. Well, guess what happens over the summer? We're going to be in the middle of a presidential contest. The president wants to send a surge. He wants to send our young men and young women over to Iraq for one reason only, to make this last so that when the troops pull out, they can blame Democrats for failing to win the war. He's setting that thing up as sure as the day is long. He is setting that dynamic up.
Yeah.
The sad part is he's sending our young men and women to help his legacy.
Yeah,
Shame on him.
He's not going to let the troops come home until he is out of office. He's going to dump, as he's done his entire life, he's going to dump this mess into somebody else's lap and let them clean it up. That way he can walk away from the White House and say, we didn't lose the war on my watch.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly what this is all about. He knows this is a losing battle. John McCain knows this is a losing battle. Almost everyone knows it's a losing battle. What are they trying to do? They're trying to drag it in, to dump it into the next president's lap.
Then why don't we just cut off the funds?
Well, I mean, you know, there's several things. I mean, Democrats, I think, from a purely political standpoint, learned pretty hard that by pulling money from the troops and withholding money on the purse strings is a direct correlation to, you know, that America, you know, that the Democrats aren't strong in defense. Now, the truth of it is. Democrats have a better idea than just simply pulling the truth. I mean, listen, Jay and John, yesterday in the New York Times and the Washington Post, they reported that our national intelligence estimates are saying that Al-Qaeda is regaining its footing in all over Pakistan.
Yep.
And, you know, the truth is we're fighting the wrong war at the wrong time. We need to be fighting Al-Qaeda. I mean, can you imagine that we let Osama bin Laden and Al-Manzar Wahari reconstitute, and now they have training camps up and running? And the reason that's happened and the reason we're less secure is because we're muddled in the middle of a civil war in Iraq. So my sense is, instead of just saying, okay, we're going to withhold funds, we need to come up with a plan that redeploys our troops to the real war on terror.
Well, I think most rational-thinking people would probably agree with that. Now, let me jump off Iraq here for just a second and ask you a couple of political questions before we run out of time. What do you make of Giuliani leading overwhelmingly in the polls and McCain sinking?
Well, I mean, you know, I think, first of all, one thing is McCain has been the champion of this, you know, ridiculous surge policy, and I think that is clearly hurting him. The other thing is Giuliani's a rock star. I mean, he's got that kind of, you know, I say we live in American Idol society right now, which is why I think, you know, you see a guy like Barack Obama, who is, you know, no one would have believed would have the kind of run that he's had the last 6 months. But we've got a guy like Giuliani. You know, people are, you know, a lot of the American people kind of see a hero in this guy. But the truth is they don't know him. And more importantly, he has positions on gun control that are way further to the left than my positions on gun control coming from the South. How in the world a guy like that, who is also very, you know, he's pro-gay marriage, he's pro-choice, how he gets the nomination of the party of Sam Brownback and Jerry Falwell and the I just have no idea how he gets the nomination.
Because he's starting to moderate those views just the same way McCain is starting to do exactly the same thing.
Oh, exactly.
And Mitt Romney has been doing the same thing.
All of them are. Yeah. I mean, look at Romney. Romney has a long record of being a chameleon, and you know he's going to continue to try to fool you know folks. But the truth of it is, our candidates right now, every last one of them, I would take any one of the Democratic candidates and put them up against any one of their people right now.
Yeah, it was amazing. McCain coming out and saying, you know, reversing his position from 7 years ago and saying, well, I've always been against Roe v. Wade. I mean, talk about a flip-flopper.
Oh, yeah. He was before Roe v. Wade, before he was against Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get the nomination. Who do you think on the GOP side is going to get it?
Well, listen, I think, you know, and I don't pretend to be a Christian conservative, but if Christian conservatives can look away long enough, Mitt Romney, I think, could be the guy that catches fire. He's got a good bit of buzz going on right now. Ultimately, I don't think Giuliani even makes the race. I mean, he's making all the noises, but remember, he did that against Hillary, too, the first time he was running in New York. He's got skeletons in his closet that make Bill Clinton's look like, you know, minor, you know, like a piker. I mean, you know, there's no question that he's been married 3 times. Can you imagine if you show the pictures of him in drag?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In South Carolina, game over, you know.
Right, with Donald Trump kissing his breasts.
Or talk about the fact that he was married to, like, his third cousin or something?
Exactly. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, to talk about, you know, insider deals, Bernie Kerik, all of the contracts that he's had since he left being mayor. I mean, you know, everything you need to know could be found in that file that they prepared, and which is why ultimately I don't think Giuliani runs. I think he's a pipe dream for Republicans because he holds up well against Democrats because he holds the policy positions of many Democrats, and that's why he holds up well against Democrats. But at the end of the day, if people are going to want the real thing, they're not going to want a Democrat light.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you about the Democratic field because I know you and I won't agree on this. So I'll just we have it in the past, and we're not going to now. So I'll just pledge to say that I'll support the nominee, even though I know you got a different person in mind than I have in mind. But Rich, I thank you, and I want to tell people this too, that Democrats are considered to be godless people. But tell everybody what you were doing before you came on the air with us.
I was just getting my ashes, actually, so I just walked out.
Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
It's, of course, Ash Wednesday. So I know Democrats are godless heathens that never go to church, but that's actually where you caught me.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. You know, I agree with you on that, and I also agree with you on guns. So you and I are on the same page there. I love to fire weapons. Rich, you know what? I thank you once again for being on the program, being on short notice. Thanks so very, very much. And you know we will be talking to you much more in the future.
Great. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich. All right. There's a guy you can see on TV. He's on MSNBC and CNBC. And
good guy.
Yeah, appears on various shows. Rich Masters, who knows the political spectrum, and he knows it well. All right, 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at some traffic now with Aaron O'Neill.
Good morning, Jay. We've got problems if you're traveling eastbound I-70 right now. A pair of stalls, one in the right lane at Steele, one in the left lane up closer to Dahlia. And that eastbound I-70 drive starts all the way back at Federal. We're catching delays eastbound Highway 36 approaching Sheridan down towards I-25. Slow ride in from Lakewood this morning. Eastbound 6th Avenue, lost stop and go from after Wadsworth up past Federal. There's a stall there in the center lane that's getting worked over to the shoulder right now. A lot of traffic working itself westbound I-76 this morning, starting way back at 88th all the way down towards I-25, and that ramp getting on the southbound there is really loaded up as well. Southbound I-25 delays start all the way back at 120th Avenue and 225 loaded up southbound for Parker Road in. Weather today, sunny and warmer, highs near 60. We're at 38 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
If you want half off your credit card bill, we can't help you. If you want half off your car payment, we can't help you. If you want half off your cell phone bill, well, we can't help you. But if you want half off your student loan payment, we can help you. That's right. You can cut your student loan payment by up to nearly half with College Loan Corporation. Just call 1-800-CLC-1979. We've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Now we'd like to help you cut your student loan payments by nearly half. This is not your typical loan. It's a free program. And by calling today, you may be eligible for up to a $2,000 cash rebate. That's right, $2,000 cash. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Learn how you can cut your student loan payments by up to nearly half and enjoy a cash rebate of up to $2,000. Call 1-800-CLC-1979. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-CLC-1979.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You can't afford to wait that long for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. Well, now you can get the cash you need immediately. J.G. Wentworth can help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. You've seen our ads on TV. You need cash now. Now is the time to call. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call J.G. Wentworth now. Find out how you can turn your structured settlement payments into cash you can use today. For free information, call 1-800-500-6517. Your bills won't wait, your expenses won't wait, and your settlement money is spread out over years. Don't wait. Get cash now from J.G. Wentworth. It's your money, isn't it? Use it when you need it. For free information, call us now at 1-800-500-6517. That's 1-800-500-6517. 1-800-500-6517.
AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Frankly, I think that Bush right now wants it to get a whole lot worse, particularly in Iran, to divert attention away from the disaster that is Iraq.
It's Tom Hartman.
I mean, here's the bottom line. You kill people, they have relatives, they get angry. I mean, it's not that you don't pacify a country by going in and killing people.
The Tom Hartman Program.
See, the bottom line here, Bush is, he is afraid to negotiate.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Time.
Yours every morning, Monday through Friday, between 6 and 10. 7:26, 26 minutes after 7. Mostly sunny today. High of 56. AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, John M. and John Turk. And you can go to my page at am760.net and answer our poll question about Senator Hillary Clinton. Also get podcasts if you miss any part of the show. Or you can send me an instant message at am760.net. I try to answer those, as much of them as I possibly can. I got told you this morning, if you're listening between 6 and 7, that there is a lot of stuff out there, and we don't get to all of it because we don't do a typical news-type show. And so some things are very, very hard to get to. This story that I have here has been in and out of the news now for, what, John, at least a couple of months? Are we talking about maybe 2 to 3 months? And John Turk and myself have been talking about this story for a long, long time about these stories. And we just said yesterday, well, we're going to do this morning because we just got to talk about it. And that is the fact that violence against homeless people is on the increase by teens. The number of attacks on homeless is at the highest level in almost a decade. 122 attacks, 20 murders, according to the National Coalition for the Homeless. And many teens see this as amusement. And if you read these stories, they're... Well, I'm looking for words to put together to talk about this. I mean, I don't know how to talk about this, really. Let me quote you a little bit from this CNN story. All Nathan Moore says he wanted to do was smoke pot and get drunk with his friends. Killing Rex Baum was never part of the plan that day in 2004. It all started as a game, Moore said. The 15-year-old and his friends were taunting the homeless man, throwing sticks and leaves after having a couple of beers with him. No big deal, Moore says. But he's sorry for what came next. It was a mistake, he said. A sudden primal surge that made him and his friends begin punching and kicking Baum. He says that they were all laughing, that they thought they were joking around. And he says that they just started hitting him. They hurled anything they could find, rocks, bricks, even Baum's barbecue grill, and pounded the 49-year-old with a pipe and with a baseball bat he kept at his campsite for protection. And the story gets even worse. I mean, there's even grosser parts of this that I'm just not going to read. But I just wonder where this is coming from. I just wonder why there's not more people speaking out about it. And I can understand that there are people in this country and in this state and in this area who get frustrated with this, with the homeless problem, that you see people standing around on street corners and they're holding up signs and they're begging, and you wonder if they're really indigent and down and out, or if they're just scamming you.
They're just trying to cage a few bucks for booze.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
And you look at a lot of them, and I got roundly criticized one morning on this show for saying this, that you look at a lot of them, and what you think to yourself is, well, man, you look like you could get a job.
Yeah.
You could go do something.
Go work at Burger King.
But even with that cynicism, I would never run one of those people over. I would never attack anybody. And I was asking John Turk this morning. I said, hey, check this out. What would you do if you got a call from the police and this was your 15-year-old that had done this? Because I wonder where the parents are. And I wonder what the parents' role in this is. And what would you think if your 15-year-old, if you got a call from the police in Longmont, if you got a call from the police in Highlands Ranch, Aurora, Boulder, Denver, and they had your 15-year-old because he and his friends had beaten up this homeless guy and killed him?
I would say, thank you for calling, officer. Leave him in jail.
Oh, come on.
Once he has his first court appearance, I'll be down there.
Oh, come on.
Yes, I would. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding.
You wouldn't have any shock or any terrible feelings? You'd just be like, okay, like, that's
no,
it?
No, I would be so disgusted, I would say the kid can rot in jail. That would be my attitude. I would leave him there
to rot. I'm not saying that. See, I couldn't make that statement. I don't know what I would do. I don't have any clue what my reaction would be. But I'll tell you something. I sure would like to know why this is going on. I'd like to know where this comes from. And you know, if I were sitting on a right-wing talk station, of course, I could reach out and blame it on quote-unquote liberal culture. But I don't buy that at all.
No, no.
I don't buy that at all. And if anything, If anything, this thought crossed my mind this morning on the way to work when I was thinking about this. How about the idea that those folks on the right make it cool to be insensitive towards people? That is some kind of badge of honor to be tough and to be insensitive towards individuals.
Well, that goes back to the Reagan years. Remember, it was under the Reagan
that
the homeless rate really went through the roof.
Of course, but my point is, I'm not trying to blame it on them, but my point is, I mean, if anything, well, maybe I am, I don't know, that's out there. Anyway, the phones are open, and get up off your half moons and get engaged on this. At 303-713-7600, let's talk about this and where this is coming from and why this is going on, because this kind of stuff speaks volumes about the society and the world we're living in. Here's Aaron O'Neill with traffic.
And we're looking at an awful lot of traffic on our highways this morning, especially on the eastbound routes. And C-470 really backed up on that approach to Wadsworth, and that carries all the way up and through Highlands Ranch area. We're also starting to see some backups now as well on that northwestbound side from right around Morrison Rose. You make the connect there with I-70. Had earlier stalls eastbound I-70 closer to Steele and Dahlia. Those are cleared out of your way, but we're seeing backups as far as Federal as you make your way across I-25. Also cleared a stall out of the way eastbound 6th at Federal. The backups there start from Wadsworth if you're on your way in from Lakewood this morning. Delays in from Boulder, eastbound Highway 36 on the approach to Sheridan, getting down towards Pecos. An awful lot of traffic for westbound I-76. Starts as far back as 88th Avenue. Weather today, breezy, sunny and warmer, though. Highs up near 60 degrees. We're still at 37. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with a $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles. Just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All make and all model. Right on your screen. And right here in Denver. All with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-700-3013. That's 1-800-700-3013. 1-800-700-3013.
Leave your computer problems to the pros at PC Answers. This is John Hogan, and starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and solve your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to 4 real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM 760.net.
Good Good morning, 7:39, 39 minutes past the hour. Mostly sunny, high today, 56, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's good to have you along. J. Marvin, John M., John Turk, and you can vote on our poll at AM760.net. And also instant message me. We're talking about teen sport killings on the homeless or on the rise. What's accounting for this? It's disgusting. Where's this coming from? And a lot of these kids see this as amusement. Let's go to Al on I-70. Al, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. How are you?
Not bad. I think I might be losing the connection here, but I think this correlates to the rise of gangster rap and rap and hip hop. There's some lyrics there. John Turk told me that it was Beck that go, "I'm a loser, baby. Why don't you kill me?" It's repulsive.
Yeah, but I think that in that song, I think the point he's making there is that he's doing it in a tongue-in-cheek manner, not being serious about it.
Yeah, but how many 14-year-olds understand tongue-in-cheek?
Well, I think a lot of kids do. I think a lot of kids get that. Just like when you and I were young, our parents made the same statements about us, and yet we knew that they were wrong.
There was a major magazine, either Time or Newsweek, that said the rise of hip hop, negative hip hop, is the biggest music right now out there. I don't know. I'm frustrated with this whole issue that young people at this point feel that they can take out anything they want on anybody they want. You know, I mean it. Actually, this goes all the way back to Columbine.
Yeah, well, Columbine is involved in this. You're absolutely right. And I can't comment, Al, about hip-hop or rap because, as a caller pointed out to me, and this caller was correct about this, and I guess it was a couple of months ago, he said, you don't have any reference point about it. And he's right, I don't, because I don't know much about it because I don't listen to it. And so, therefore, I can't say one way or the other what it's about. I do know that it surfaces in the media about gangster rap. There are stories virtually all the time about the negativity of gangster rap. I don't even know if any radio stations in this town play gangster rap.
Well, I don't either. You and I are on the same page that neither one of us listen to it, but I'm going strictly by media accounts of what's going on. What I do know is that the young people that I'm involved with on a daily basis listen to this, and it, from what I can determine, some of these lyrics are vile.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's that one a few years ago where the driving refrain was, F the police, F the police, and then you heard machine gun fire.
Exactly. Exactly, and he's a little older than this curve, but my nephew, who was one of the black overcoated kids, espoused anarchy. He wanted to see the United States plunge into anarchy, and he, as an 18, 19-year-old teenager, was actively involved in trying to do that.
Well, that's always been around, though. You know, the anarchist movement in this country is hundreds and hundreds of years old, and kids are attracted to that because the strong core of that anarchist-type stuff runs through what used to be very, very popular punk music, and a lot of that stuff's very anti-establishment, and it's attractive to them, but most kids grow out of that kind of stuff. Al, I just don't have any answers. I'm like you. I mean, I'm looking for them, and I'm just as frustrated with it as you are. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Have a great day.
Okay. And notice how I said, well, there are no radio stations in this town that play gangster rap. You want to know something? Kids don't listen to the radio. They listen to the internet, iPods, and new media, and they don't listen much to the radio.
Yeah.
Not like we did when we were kids. So that's old school thinking on my part. Plus, I don't think punk is very... Is punk very popular? I don't think it's very popular anymore, is it? No, it's not really. Not like it used to be like in the 80s.
Yeah, then it was grunge rock in the 90s.
Yeah, what about gothic? Is that still around? Is gothic still around? Are there still gothic people?
I don't think so. Well, I know there's still goth. Every now and then in downtown Denver, I'll see some goth teenagers walking around. But I mean, let's face it, Marilyn Manson basically disappeared. And I think that whole movement just kind of petered out.
I don't know if that's the thing. That's kind of the scary thing about a lot of this stuff too. Is we don't, unless you've got teenagers, we're not really sure what they're into. We're not really sure what they're up to.
My kids into Willie and Waylon and the Boys.
Well, there are some teenagers who are into country music, but I can't. I don't know. I got no idea what's going on as far as rap, hip hop, or any of that kind of stuff, because I don't listen to it.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, and you know what? That's not a bad thing, because that stuff. That music is not targeted to me. The same as when we were teenagers, that music was not targeted to our parents. And we seem to forget that. But parents should know what their kids are listening to and what they're doing. So you should take some kind of interest in what's going on there. Just not have any, you know, sit there, I don't know. But I don't have a 15 or 16-year-old, so therefore I don't have to do it. And this show... If I've got we got 15 or 16 year olds listening, that's great. But by and large, we're not targeted in that area either. So.
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was telling him my kid was in the country, and he said, "You're so lucky." He said, "My kid was heavily into rap," and he said, "It just drove me up a wall." I said, yeah, the same way our parents got driven up a wall when we were playing the Stones and Led Zeppelin.
Well, country music used to not be too clean either. Let me tell you something. And I'm not going to name names. But I can tell you people who were big stars at one time and may still be in country music who have... this Sunday school image, and trust me, they have no son. That's all hype. That's fake.
Oh, well, you know, what's his name? Did Oki from...
Let's not talk about Merle Haggard. We all know about Haggard. Haggard is nothing more than what Haggard has never pretended to be anything more than what he really is. So he's not a good example. 7:47, 47 minutes past the hour. Let's get traffic with Aaron O'Neill.
Well, thanks, Jay. We haven't had too many problems on the highways in the way of accidents. We had a few earlier stalls eastbound I-70 near Steel Street and Dahlia. Those are long gone, but that eastbound I-70 drive, really struggling into the sunshine. But backups start as far back as Federal, and that carries all the way across I-25 getting up towards York. And westbound I-70 is a pretty slow ride, too, from 225 over towards I-270. Now, southbound 225 loaded up from Parker Road down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Southbound I-25 delay start all the way back at 120th Avenue getting into downtown. But pretty wide open for both sides of the highway in between downtown the Tech Center. Eastbound C-470 backed up on the approach to Wadsworth to Highlands Ranch. Weather for today, sunny and warmer. Highs up near 60 degrees. We're at 37 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings in nursing, physical therapy, sonography.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
Can it be saved, or is it too late?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills, or they'll reimburse you the difference. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their homes. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Here's an important question for all investors. Are you making serious investment mistakes that can slash the value of your portfolio? You'll find out when you get a free copy of Fisher Investments' new report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. Just call today, 1-800-700-7741. This important report is written by Ken Fisher, the widely respected Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. In Ken's report, you'll learn the most common mistakes investors make, mistakes that could be costing you a lot of money. This is the kind of valuable information that Fisher Investments shares with high net worth investors like you, who value personal communication and exceptional money management services. To get your copy of this important free report, The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, call 1-800-700-7741. That's 1-800-700-7741. 1-800-700-7741.
750, it's 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here comes the mortgage store once again with another great rate for you, taking advantage of the 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate. Now, you heard me right about this. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 5.53 APR. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. And if you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. I'm not kidding you. You can actually defer your next two house payments. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up, maybe by hundreds of dollars a month or more. So take advantage of this special. 5.25% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There are no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings until 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible at only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage. We guarantee, the mortgage store guarantees you, that you'll save money. Call the experts at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store, the guaranteed pros.
How can students improve their test scores? Well, there's tutoring, cramming, perhaps praying. We suggest throwing a brick at the problem. No, really. Talk to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We can turn piles of bricks into amazing schools, specially designed to inspire and motivate students and to optimize their learning and success. Talk to an AIA architect. And don't wait till the night before the test. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thank you, Tom. It's 7:53, 53 minutes past the hour. I'm going to continue this in the next hour. We're talking about teen sport killings of the homeless that it's on the rise. High today, 56 under mostly sunny skies. Let's go to the phones, and we've got a Jack in Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting.
You bet, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A real interesting coincidence about this subject, because once I knew what Limbaugh was about in the early 90s, I thought I should be intellectually honest, so I had a chance to listen to one of his entire shows where he trashed the homeless.
Oh, yeah. He's been doing that forever.
But this was the only show I ever listened to. I mean, I knew what he was, but I thought, to be totally honest, I got to listen to one. I had the time to do it. This was the time that Father Woody was doing so much for the homeless in downtown Denver, you know, when he first let people stay in Holy Ghost Church when it was freezing.
Oh, I remember that,
and
sure.
And then handing out sandwich lines. And ultimately, of course, they built Samaritan House, which is on Broadway, if you've
right.
seen that. And, of course, a big part of the problem with Reaganomics, you know, Reagan-Bush, there were many more families. They've got a whole floor for families there.
Yeah, as John M. pointed out earlier, I mean, the Reagan years were huge years where the homeless rate just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And just skyrocketed.
And part of the cause I knew at the time was that, you know, more people who had been released from mental institutions, particularly paranoid schizophrenics,
yes.
and they don't stay on their medication, become victims. But lots of people are one financial calamity away from winding up like that.
Well, you know, it's just part of the Reagan war on the middle class.
Yeah, and the poor, of course.
Well, I think that war on the middle class, though, is definitely still going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that the war on the poor is still going on. And what bothers me the most about seeing people on the street corners begging, and also about seeing the homeless downtown, because I go by there all the time, the Samaritan House, and I go by that area. To me, it's like hanging out a big sign saying, we're like a failure. Now, I honor somebody who doesn't, you know, I don't think it's wrong or it's a crime to say, I don't want to live the American dream, I don't want to make it, whatever the case may be. I mean, you could drop out. It's your life. But for those people that are there because of adverse circumstances, mental illness, one or one and a half or one paycheck away from the street, to me, we have some kind of responsibility.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, they work hard to rehabilitate people and get them back into regular housing and get them jobs.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially people who have had a tragedy or a calamity or a big setback, and they're still, you know, they're not too far down the slippery slope. But there are so many people that are still in that boat, like you say, a paycheck away from disaster.
Well, the right wing has always got to have somebody to go after. So in the 90s, it was the homeless.
Yeah.
And now it's Hispanics and Muslims and Islam and us. And next week, or 2 months from now, or 3 months from now, it'll be somebody else. Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it, man.
You bet, Jay. Bye.
Okay. Here's Brad in Louisville. Brad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quick, I wanted to say punk has made kind of a comeback. If you go to the Denver skate park, you'll see kids with the tight jeans and kids and skinny ties. It's like watching Rick Ocasek skateboard. It's pretty funny.
Oh, man. You were really? Seriously? It is making a comeback?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of funny. But anyway, I want to make a point about with the homeless issue. The prior caller that talked about song lyrics and media and everything, I think I agree with you, and I make no claim to, you know, empirical evidence on this, but my gut feeling is just that, as you said, the anarchy, you know, type movements have been in America and in other countries for years and years. We all go through a phase as teenagers or young adults of wearing berets and going to poetry readings and believing that we see the truth and the light and our government doesn't. And that's okay, and that's how people like Kerouac and Abby Hoffman get inspired. And that's fine, but then the question is, what do you do with that? How do you channel that? And you know, most people go through that phase and you know, do something constructive or kind of, you know, decide that they're not going to kick against it anymore. So I don't think that media, you know, have we become a little bit desensitized? Do we watch movies like Reservoir Dogs and you know,
fiction.
Some... I think, you know, again, fundamentally, most people are able to differentiate between that and reality. But your immediate prior caller said some of exactly what I was going to say, and especially going back to the Reagan era of, you know, this whole concept of personal responsibility has been taken to an extreme to say that if you have failed or dropped out in some way, that it's your fault. And there are some people who intentionally, they just want to get money for beer or drugs. But there are people that, exactly like the caller said, are a paycheck away. And unfortunately, a lot of people have dehumanized these folks and said, you know what, if they're not successful by my measure, it's their fault. They're subhuman in
some
way.
That's right, man. That is 100% correct. You know what? I'm out of time. I'm running out of time. I hope you call me again and again and again. You're really good.
Well, thanks, Jay. Have a good day.
All right, hang in there. Boy, it's good to get calls like that. I love that. We're going to continue with this because I'm going to keep talking about it, so don't run off.
M760, Progressive Talk.
In today's news, a U.S. company has created a computer program that literally has people quitting their jobs. This program allows you to set up a simple home-based business and start making unlimited cash on the Internet and eBay, all with products you don't store, touch, or pay for.
And to promote this astonishing program, Internet Speedway will give anyone who calls at the end of this report a free CD that shows you how to get started. Earlier, we interviewed Dale from Wichita about the program.
Yeah, I started out thinking I'd just make some extra spending cash, but now I've done $100,000 in gross sales. It's incredible.
Internet Speedway's advanced technology allows you to sell products on the Internet, from digital cameras to iPod accessories to hundreds of others. To request your free CD while supplies last, here's a toll-free number you can call. 1-800-500-5197. That's the number to call for your free CD. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. President Bush is going to the hospital to make a point about the cost of health care. At a hospital in Chattanooga, an hour from now, the president will talk about his proposed tax break to help the uninsured buy health insurance. The government's latest report on consumer prices shows the biggest bump in health care costs in 16 years. The cost of staying healthy isn't likely to come down anytime soon. CBS's Howard Arenstein tells us why.
In the next decade, health care spending will nearly double. A report in the journal Health Affairs estimates total cost to you, your insurance company, and the government by 2016 at $4.1 trillion. The report warns of the need for important sacrifices to pay for it, because the price you pay for hospitals and doctors is growing faster than the overall economy. One analyst calls it the key issue for the fiscal future of the nation.
British troops are heading for the exits. Prime Minister Blair says 1,600 of Britain's 7,100 troops in Iraq will leave in coming months, but some will stay on past the end of the year.
UK military presence will continue into 2008 for as long as we are wanted and have a job to do. Increasingly, our role will be support and training, and our numbers will be able to reduce accordingly.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. No big surprise, that's how the Bush administration portrays the British announcement. Although President Bush strongly opposes any timetable for U.S. withdrawal, officials frame the British plan to do just that as a success story, as British troops turn over duties to Iraqi forces. The phased departure of the closest ally in the Iraq war also moves the U.S. closer to going it alone there.
Speaking to American forces in Japan, Vice President Cheney repeated the administration's determination to stay the course in Iraq.
I want you to know that the American people will not support a policy of retreat.
Cheney told the troops the White House wants to get the job done right so they can come home with honor. In Washington, the jury in the perjury and obstruction of justice trial of former Cheney aide Louis Libby could begin deliberating around noon. The judge in Fort Lauderdale hopes to settle the dispute over custody of Anna Nicole Smith's remains this week. The medical examiner says the body's decomposing so fast the public viewing may not be possible. Wyoming legislators are looking to tighten up the state's sex offender laws. More than half of Wyoming's 1,200 known sex offenders moved in from another state. East Coast newspapers are carrying full-page ads with an apology from JetBlue. The airline says it's deeply sorry and embarrassed for the foul-ups that stranded thousands during and after last week's winter storm. For Christians, this is Ash Wednesday, the start of the penitential season of Lent. The self-indulgent Mardi Gras season ended at midnight when police told New Orleans party animals to call it a day, like it or not.
Just keep it going 24/7 all year long. Best time of my life.
This is New Orleans. This is a city that never sleeps.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 54 points, Nasdaq's down 5. This is CBS News.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep. I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Good morning, 8:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Officials investigating those cracked windshields on at least 14 planes out of DIA now say they're bringing in a glass specialist. 9 SkyWest Airlines jets and 4 Frontier planes, along with a Great Lakes Airlines plane, had cracked windshields after a storm packing gust of up to 50 miles an hour struck the airport over the weekend. Fortunately, nobody got hurt. The full state Senate now backing a proposal to spend $24 million more of the state's tobacco settlement money on health care. University of Colorado Health Sciences Center would get $12 million of that amount. Rest would go toward things like immunizations and helping cover the costs of hospitalizations for the poor. State lawmakers apparently not interested in cracking down on truckers who violate the state's chain law. At least not right now. State Transportation Committee rejecting a proposal to raise the fine from $100 to $500 for truckers who don't put chains on their tires in snowy weather. And people who want to sell their land in the path of that proposed tollway in the Eastern Plains might get some help from state lawmakers. One representative says she's working on a new bill to clarify that the Prairie Falcon Parkway Express does not have a legal claim to property in its proposed path. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Right now we're looking at a huge problem in the Denver Tech Center, southbound I-25 just after Bellevue Semi. Four of the cars involved in an accident has 3 out of 4 lanes blocked. In fact, you better start squeezing down into the left lane. That's the only one getting through right now. Backups start at Yale. Start tapping into those alternate routes, too. Take those north-south roads, Colorado University down towards Orchard, and then Orchard back over towards I-25. We'll get you back on the highway and continue your drive south into the Denver Tech Center. Flip around the other side, northbound I-25 at Alameda. Have another accident. That's getting moved out of left lane over to the left shoulder. We're starting to see backups down through the bridges. Big delays if you're eastbound Boulder Turnpike on the approach to Sheridan down towards Pecos, and starting to see backups westbound Highway 36 approaching Wadsworth, getting all the way up towards McCaslin. That's security wait time right now, about 5 minutes. Weather today, breezy but sunny and much warmer. Highs up near 60. We're at 42 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment. And with over 60 Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now. So stop into Fantastic Sam's today.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your car looks amazing, man. How do you find the time?
Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast, quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers and Mississippi.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny day, high 56. Jay Marvin, along with John M. and John Turk. And I could easily tell you what the forecast would be for the rest of the week.
Pray tell.
But I've been asked not to discuss the weather on the radio.
Well, that's...
Jay. You talking about the weather and the numerous potholes in the street, it's just not working. It's just not working, Jay. Jay, it doesn't work. Oh, okay. Right. Never mind all the rest of the major television stations give weekly forecasts or 3 and 4 day forecasts on the morning news. Don't do it on this radio station, Jay. Jay, you're the lead-in for Tom Hartman. He's coming up. He's a serious man. Don't you think you better get serious? You're exactly right. I better. All hands on deck.
All right. Shape up or ship out.
Let's grab the ship of state here and run it into the ground. All right. We're talking. I was talking last hour, last half hour, and I want to continue talking about this at 303-713-7600 because I'm interested in everybody's answers on this. Teen sport killings of homeless are on the rise. Number of attacks on homeless highest level in almost a decade, 122 attacks, 20 murders in 2006, according to the National Coalition for the Homeless. For some teens, this passes as amusement, experts say.
Well, remember that frightening video of those kids beating up on that homeless guy in Fort Lauderdale? They killed him. They killed him.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what this leadoff story in Milwaukee is about. Killing this guy, killing this homeless guy, Rex Baum. And, I mean, man, what does that say about the society we live in? And I don't want to sit here and say that we're going to hell in a handbasket because I don't believe that, but I think we do have some outstanding troubles. And, I'd like to know where this stuff is coming from, and is it coming from music? I don't know. Is it coming from media?
Is it coming from
I don't know.
Is it coming from peer groups?
Are they learning
groups?
From parents? Yeah, is it coming out of peer groups? Where is it coming from? Because I'm certainly not one to reach out and advocate that we take all violence off TV. That's your responsibility inside the home, to accept or reject that. I mean, nobody puts a gun to your head and says, you have to have cable or satellite TV, or even turn the TV on. Nobody tells you that. Now, do I think broadcasting ought to have some regulation and public standards? Absolutely. But by and large, there's no one forcing you to watch that stuff. Now, are parents not doing their jobs?
Besides, the right wing doesn't care about the violence on TV.
No, they only care about the sex. Yeah, you're right. That's all they care about, the sex. My God, a man and a woman naked together on TV?
Oh, my God, Janet Jackson's nipple. Ah!
No, exactly. But seeing one man beat another man with the blunt end of an instrument until his head's like a ripe watermelon, that doesn't bother them. As a matter of fact, I think some of those people on the right get wood when they see that kind of stuff. There's something about that that turns them on.
Now we're crossing into dangerous psychosexual territory here.
Well, you don't think that's true?
Oh, yeah. I think.
No, they seem to be addicted to violence. Like, they're angry as people. They're extremely, I mean, they love war. They'll tell you they don't, but they do.
Yeah, there's a strong sexual psychopathic element there in the extreme right.
And then the other thing is that that whole message of the 60s, which was, you know, peace, love, and harmony, all that stuff, that was all trashed and discredited starting like in the middle 70s on into the 80s, into the 90s.
When disco came along.
Well, whatever, but I mean, I mean, that was all like, oh, you know, it's just like, okay, that's just like the 60s. You had the 60s. Meanwhile, of course, Madison Avenue runs all these retro ads on TV trying to attract baby boomers to investment products and numerous other things, you know, by running like Ingata De Vita by Iron Butterfly behind somebody's pension plan. And that's like supposed to make you run to the phone and go, yeah, man.
And showing lava lamps with 401k and IRA.
Yeah, using, you know.
And pulling Dennis Hopper out to talk about
who's
the
your
definition
daddy
of retirement.
Yeah, is he rich like me? Yeah, that whole thing. You're exactly right. But maybe some of that stuff wasn't so bad. See, maybe some of those things, maybe those ideas weren't so bad.
That's what I've been saying for years.
Maybe, you know, maybe they weren't. And were there people in the 60s who did, like, terrible things and were misguided? Yes, of course. Exactly. Some guy just sent me an email, some guy, obviously conservative. Well, I remember the SDS. Yeah, but the SDS, the Students for a Democratic Society, went through a split, and the more radical, violent part became the Weathermen.
Yeah.
And the rest of them moved into the anti-war movement.
Yeah, you know how many members there were in my SDS chapter at the University of Miami back in the late 60s? Seven.
Yeah, there weren't many.
And two of the seven were FBI informants, but we knew who they were, so.
Right. So who is right? You know, who's right? John Lennon? Give peace a chance? Or
Well, George Bush, give war a chance.
Yeah, or James Dobson or somebody. I don't know. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Charmaine in Fort Collins. Charmaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Morning, John.
How are you, Charmaine?
Good. I just wanted to say that I think this stuff is coming from, well, kids are picking it up from various sources, but the most important place where it needs to start is at home. Parents need to get involved and take interest in their kids and actually supervise what they're doing, who they're hanging out with. I have a 14-year-old daughter and two other daughters, and my biggest fear is that, you know, she'll get beat up at school because that's on the rise, too.
You're right. That's
violence
against
each other.
Yep, that's right. You're absolutely right about that. That is on the rise. Now, where is that coming from?
You know, well, personally, as a mom, I think it is lack of parental supervision and lack of parental interest in their children because I'm 34. My daughter's 14, so obviously I had her when I was pretty young, 20. And I listen to punk, and I have tattoos and piercings, but, you know, that doesn't make the person. You can watch whatever or listen to whatever, but as long as if you teach your kids to have empathy and care about people, that's not going to happen. I mean, just a few weeks ago in L.A., this ambulance dropped off a homeless guy on the street because his colostomy bag was not on correctly, and a little bit went in the ambulance. So they freaked out and dropped the guy on the street.
Yeah, I remember reading that story, and those two paramedics should have been fired.
Yeah, exactly. But see, the kids, you know, they're taking what we do as adults, and, you know, they get to see what we're doing with, you know, whether it's Bush dumping billions of dollars into a war when my youngest daughters, their school just dropped their music program because of lack of funds and stuff.
Well,
you know, it's coming from
all kinds
of different sources.
You're right, but those movements to kill the arts in schools have been going on for a long time, and
unfortunately,
you're right, they're beginning to succeed, but who puts these ideas about doing this stuff in these kids' heads, or where do they get them? And as far as wearing tattoos, I mean, I've got ink, and I'd like to get more.
The point that I'm trying to make with that is, you know, a lot of people, when they first see me, they're like weary, they don't want to talk to me, or, you know, but as soon as they get to know me, they know that I'm a good person. My kids are really good kids. I just think, and I see this, like, with my daughter's friends, their parents don't care. They don't care what they're doing, what they're listening to, who they're hanging out with. They're not taking
So they don't have any idea what music they're listening to.
You know, I think they do, but I think that they're so busy with their lives and trying to keep afloat like we all are that they don't really take a big interest and they don't monitor, you know, what they're watching. The most important thing is who they're hanging out with. You know, I really, really try to, I don't want to pick my daughter's friends, and I've told her that many times, but, you know, if I find out that she's hanging out with a kid that's drinking and smoking cigarettes and stuff, I'm putting the kibosh on that, you know.
There will be.
I don't think a lot of parents, I'm not going to say a lot, but a lot of them that I've seen, they don't take an active role in their child's life.
Or else what I've noticed is they try to be buddies with their kids.
Exactly, and you can't do that.
No, I'm a step-parent. I got a 19-year-old stepson, and, you know, I told him a long time ago, I said, I'm not your friend.
Yeah.
I'm your stepfather. You want friends? You got friends.
Yeah.
And
well, I tell my daughter, you know, that my job is to make sure that her innocence and her, you know, being a child and preserving that is the most important thing to me, and it's my job until she's 18 to make sure that that happens.
But it's also your job to lead by example because, the kids are watching us like hawks, and if they smell the faintest whiff of hypocrisy, They're going to shut you down.
Well, I hope they're not. I hope they're not watching. I hope they're not watching me. Charmaine, thank you.
I think Rush Limbaugh would be the one not to watch.
Well, I agree. Charmaine, thanks. I appreciate it. Way to go with the ink, too.
You too. Bye.
All right.
Thank God Rush Limbaugh doesn't have any kids. Can you imagine what they'd be like?
He can't stay married long enough to have any.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to get more ink, but I got some issues about that. A lot of these big flames on my arms. You know? Anybody know of a good tattoo parlor to go to?
Scarred for life up in Boulder.
Oh, who cares?
You should get a Mike Tyson type tattoo over your face.
What, a picture of Mao? Oh, no, the one like this guy?
The Maori thing.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I'm not like Mike Tyson. One line open at 303-713-7.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Use of their homes. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880. Open 24 hours, some fees do apply.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Jack Mysec Heating and Cooling in Arvada is proud to join in the fight against drug abuse. If you or someone you love has a problem with drug abuse, call 1-800-662-HELP. Help someone you love help themselves. This message courtesy of Jack Mysec Heating and Cooling in Arvada, serving the area with quality work, integrity, and dependability. Call 303-463-8541. That's Jack Mysec Heating and Cooling. On the air because they care.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Frankly, I think the Bush right now wants it to get a whole lot worse, particularly in Iran, to divert attention away from the disaster that is Iraq.
It's Tom Hartman.
I mean, here's the bottom line. You kill people, they have relatives, they get angry. I mean, it's not that you don't pacify a country by going in and killing people.
The Tom Hartman Program.
See, the bottom line here, Bush is afraid to negotiate.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
more. 24 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. And we're talking about this whole thing of unwarranted attacks and killings on homeless people by teenagers. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, trying to figure out where this is all coming from. Let's go to Jim in Lyons. Jim, good morning. You're on. Hi.
Hi, Jay. I think there's just a general sickness in society that allows this to happen. And I feel that one of the signs of that sickness is this, is even the headline that you've used this morning. I think you got it from CNN, and that's the term sport killing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, that's sick right there. It's to have the two words, a sport and killing, referring to each other is just, that shows how sick we are.
Yeah, good point. That's really a good point. And probably the reason that they wrote it that way was because, as natural with most people who write news, they want to catch your attention with the headlines, or the headline of the story. But you're right about that. That really is a sick term. Sport killing in itself is a sick term.
Yeah, and so what happens is there are a bunch of kids, you know, sitting around, and they hear about sport killing, and their ears perk up, and they go, "What's this? Sport killing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay to kill for sport? You know, it's part of the whole illness within our society."
Well, where's it all coming from? I mean,
Jay, if I knew, I'd write a book and tell you and make millions of dollars and be done with it. But I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if it's not that we have too many people in the world, literally, that we've just gotten too many people. I just don't know. I think about it almost every day as to what is wrong with our society that allows what's happening to happen. You know, everything Bush is doing and is allowed to do. The lack of intestinal fortitude on the part of the Democrats to fully combat it. The way the Republican strategy, the neocon strategy, is for the rich to get richer and the poor to get poorer, and then the poor die. And I'm one of the poor. I'm on Medicaid. And so I don't know where all this sickness comes from.
I wish I did.
I'd try to solve it.
Well, it seems to me that the whole world, or at least the world we live in, at times appears to be totally and completely upside down.
Yes, I would agree.
That there is no logical reason as to why things happen and why people have the attitudes that they have. And the older you get, the more you start to look around and start to think to yourself, I don't have an understanding of this. And so then what ends up happening is, like in my position, okay, I got to come on here every single morning, 5 days a week, 4 hours a day, try to discuss compelling stuff, but many times I don't have the answers for any of this stuff, and I know it's popular for talk shows to get on and, I have all the answers, right? I don't understand why the world is the way it is. I don't get why people are the way they are a lot of the time. Maybe I'm not educated enough. Maybe that's what it is.
No, Jay, the way you ask questions and the way you do not have all of the answers is a learning process for all of us. You bring up questions, and you bring up, like this problem with this killing of the homeless, you bring that up and you start making us think. That is much more valuable to all of us than someone coming on and saying, this is the problem and this is what we should do about it and that's what you need to do and you need to go out and do this. It's much more valuable what you do. And so please keep doing it. I know you get discouraged sometimes. Well, I get discouraged sometimes too, and I get sick to my stomach when I hear about the conditions at the Veterans Hospital and the amount of money they're putting into this.
How come people are not livid about that? I mean, first is the president's going to a hospital today to talk about health insurance. Why is he going to Building 18 at Walter Reed?
I know he doesn't, because the people actually, the vast majority of people in this country do not have any clue as to what is going on because they don't pay attention. Mm. We live in a society of instant gratification. And so they sit there and watch a half-hour sitcom or an hour show where everything gets solved. The criminals get captured, confess, and go to jail in an hour. And so everything is solved. And they don't watch the news. They don't listen to the radio. They do not understand what is going on. I'll bet you that 80% of this country has no clue that there are mice and cockroaches in hospital headquarters area in Walter Reed at the hotel in Walter Reed.
Yeah.
They don't have a clue.
You know, it's interesting because that story broke Saturday. Dana Priest, who writes for the Washington Post and also contributes to NBC Nightly News, she was the one who broke that story, and NBC did a great piece on Saturday. And to NBC's credit, they ran it again on Monday. They ran another story about it with Andrea Mitchell last night. And, of course, NBC, that's the network that Bill O'Reilly says is, you know, far, far left. They're way out there in left field.
Well, he's a carnival barker, Bill O'Reilly. He's a carnival barker.
I have to give credit to NBC for keeping the story going.
I do, too. And Keith Olbermann's covered it every night.
Yes,
he has. I'd love to sit down with one of these 15-year-old kids. I really would. I'd like to sit down with them and go, okay, where did this come from? Why?
Well, yeah, because we didn't have anything else to do, and we thought it'd be a good thing. We'd have a good time. We thought it'd be fun. I heard about it on CNN because they said it was a sport.
Yeah.
Go back to my original question, statement.
Yeah, and your original statement is a good one. Jim, thank you, man. Call me again.
Okay, Jay. Bye bye.
All right. Yeah,
good
sport
guy.
Killing. He's got it. He's got it right there.
Yep.
But the world does appear that way to me. I mean, a lot of times the country and the world does appear to be totally and completely upside down. All of it and every facet of it appears to be, doesn't make any sense.
Has it always been like that? Or
no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I used to be able to understand what was going on.
Yeah.
Now I don't get it anymore.
Do you guys remember the movie with Ice T in it, and it was about, you know, he was a homeless guy. Some guy picks him up off the street, says he's going to give him a job. They take him to this hunting lodge, and they end up hunting him in the movie.
Yeah,
sure.
I remember that movie.
You know, maybe some of this comes from that. You know, the movie's about, what, 8-10 years old, but maybe that's where this first kind of thing against the violence against the homeless came from.
Well, actually, there was a short story I remember reading in high school that was written back in the 20s. Called The Most Dangerous Game.
Grandpa?
Where this guy had a hunting preserve on a private island. He hunted this guy who had been shipwrecked.
All right, I'll give you one that's not.
It's an old thing.
All right, Grandpa, I'll give you one that's not from the 20s. How about Lord of the Flies? The novel Lord of the Flies. You ever read that?
Oh, yeah, that was from the 60s.
Okay, and then they made a movie out of it?
Yeah.
Okay, is it in our nature to be this way?
That was what William Goldman was implying.
Okay, well, I'm asking you, do you think it's in our nature to be this way?
I like to think that we can rise to the better angels of our nature, but there's an atavistic reptile portion of our brain that controls a lot, I'm afraid. We have to rise above it. We have to make a conscious effort. Heredity is not necessarily destiny.
Okay, so is talking about peace, love, and harmony and all that stuff, is that...
It helps.
Is that just idealistic chatter?
I don't think so.
Maybe we should talk about it more.
I think so.
Good point. 833, one line open at 303-713-7600. Everybody, hang on. I'm going to get to you just as soon as I possibly can. But right now, we're going to see if this mess on the Bellevue is cleared up, because, after all, I do have to go home soon, and I wish these people would move. No, I'm just kidding. I'm really kidding.
You go the other way.
I'm really kidding. But, right, wouldn't that be like, you know, hey, could you guys, like, move that out of the way so I could get home. Okay.
That sounds like a Republican comment.
Doesn't it? That's probably what they do, you know, over on KOA. I didn't say that. All right. Go ahead, Aaron, with the traffic.
You got it. And this accident is still there. It's southbound I-25 right at Bellevue. Five lanes wide there, and right now only that left lane, left shoulder area is sneaking through. So the backups start all the way back at University. Got to certainly tap into your alternate routes if you're on southbound I-25. Good one would be Monaco, just east of Evans or Hamden. You could take that south to Bellevue and get back on to southbound I-25 from the Bellevue on-ramp there. As far as northbound I-25, we're still struggling from Colorado getting up into downtown. We had an earlier crash at Alameda. That's off to the left shoulder finally. We're starting to loosen up in a lot of areas, including westbound Highway 36, looking much better on the approach to Wadsworth. Eastbound C-470 is clearing up a little bit on that curve there from Kipling, getting up past Wadsworth. Of course, southbound 225 still packed in from Parker Road. It's all due to that mess down closer towards Bellevue. Weather for today, breezy, sunny, warmer, highs up near 60. We're at 42 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Introducing Sylvan Homework Help. Now your child can come to Sylvan for expert assistance with school assignments. See how Sylvan Homework Help can make a difference with your...
Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris have been replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. And your glasses replaced by normal vision. Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, corrective vision is not something far off in the future. It's not a futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling them 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter C-O-N denver.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Not only in the food, but also in your dog. Make the switch to Purina One by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One. That's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today, or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
All right, everybody, I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry. Working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? Then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
8:38. It's 38 minutes past the hour. Mostly sunny. High of 56. Man, I have got some compelling instant messages, and I'll try to read some of those. And if I got to read some of them after 9 o'clock, I will. Thank you so much. AM760.net. I do read all of them. I can't answer all of them, but I do read them. And then I get people who sometimes when I'll answer them, they don't like my answer, and then they want to go back and forth and on and on. And I tried to explain to this guy the other day, man, I just can't do this because I don't have the time. And he got, like, offended. All right, we're talking about these teenage attacks on the homeless. Let's go to Jenny in Wheat Ridge, who's been hanging on. Jenny, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to reinforce what that guy said about asking the questions, because I think you've had some really good input, and you guys have come up with some stuff yourself, load of the flies. You know, if you really look at history, humans have been pretty violent. There's nothing new about that. And the thing that, you know, did change stuff was some of the religious ideas and getting people to, you know, get to their better selves, et cetera. I think that one of the things that most of us have been very upset about is the amount of hatred spewed, you know, right-wing radio and everything else. We just are much more willing to go into the hate mode sometimes than we are to looking at the love side. And the thing that comes to mind is the idle mind is the devil's playground, and a mind is a terrible thing to waste. These kids have idle minds. They have probably situations where a lot of them are getting violent treatment, either from parents or from at school. And the best thing to do for humans, or at least the easy thing to do, I should say, is to turn that violence on someone who's helpless and who's more helpless than a homeless person. Sometimes they do it on the younger kids and bully them. But these people are out there. They're, you know.
Well, you see a lot of that. You see a lot of exactly what you're talking about. You see a lot of that in domestic violence. That if you go back and probe into the people who are involved in that, you find out that, well, it went on when they were kids, and then
and I saw it. Within my own family, extended family, some of my kids' cousins who had a pretty violent dad would try to turn it on my kids, and turn it on their younger siblings.
I said this on the air at the time of Columbine, because I was on the air here when that happened. I don't think, and I got to be very, very careful and clear how I say this, because people have a habit of hearing only what they want to hear.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that what Klebold and Harris did was right. I don't think anybody does.
No.
And I think that they had severe mental problems, but the story, as I remember, part of it was that they were bullied in school.
Right.
I was bullied in school, and I can remember having thoughts, and I can remember having visions of blowing the school up, of killing my classmates, but I never followed through with it, nor would I ever... Would I have ever, as a 15-year-old or 16-year-old, gone out and just senselessly beat up some homeless guy?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's things like that that we understand that we wouldn't do it, or we have that strong feeling. But, you know, there are times as we get older and we go through more that we realize how close we are. And had we been in different circumstances, you know, you might have caved in. I went through depression at one point, and I was amazed at what my brain came up with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was just horrible. And I was, you know, knowledgeable. I'm a nurse. I knew some of the stuff. But it still made me realize that, you know, because I mean, I had education. I had, you know, I was not in a financially precarious position of any kind, and had a spouse and kids, and I managed. But if you don't have some of those things, what do you do? And these kids, you know, I think there's an awful lot of them that are coming from areas where parenting is overwhelming to people. They have no training. They have no time. We have more and more people who it's been at least a generation and a half now. Both parents are working, and that takes a lot of time away. I mean, I raised two learning disabled kids, and I didn't have a spare minute for anything.
Parents ought to think more before they have children.
Oh, absolutely.
Adults ought to think more is what I should say.
Well, and but you know, we also could use a little more training. I mean, why not do parenting classes in high school?
Well,
I think the ones with the little kids, the baby dolls, are phenomenal.
Yeah,
that really helps.
I'm all for that. I mean, I would give them that, and I'd also give them a lot of sex education.
Oh, well, yeah, there's no way. And Jay, sexuality education. You know, people think about the idea that they're going to go out and practice it because they've learned it. You know, they don't go out and play around with math because they learn math. It's a slightly different urge there.
Yeah, well, I would agree. I mean, sex is, you know, this whole argument that these people bring up on a constant basis, man, it's promoting sex. Sex is the one thing other maybe than gasoline that doesn't have to promote itself. You have to get your hands on it no matter what the situation is, unless you are a capon, if you get my meaning. By the way, you say you're a nurse?
Right.
Can you stick a needle in an arm?
Yeah.
I got tough veins.
Well, I can do some of them. I've been known to do some of them, but it's a hit or miss thing.
Well, okay. Well, forget it.
But,
you know, the reason I say that is because there's a nurse at Rose in the infusion center named Cheryl. Man, she can get it every time. And there's another woman who works at the Quest at St. Joe that can get it every single time. But those of us who have tough veins, I'm shocked at the amount of nurses out there who can't get it and then, like, dig around in there and torture you while they're trying to find your vein.
I hate that. I tell people, if you have this thing and you know it, you tell them right up the front. Go get somebody who's good if you're not, because, you know, it's tough. You're not going to get it easy. And just tell them up front. They advocate for yourself.
I want to get a job.
I've seen it.
I want to get a job doing that.
Do they still train nurses to give injections using oranges?
Dairies. That's kind of an individual thing in the instructor and the school.
Well, let me ask you this: Can we learn by injecting ourselves?
You can. I mean, that's a lot of what we do with diabetics, but that's just a sub-Q injection. So.
How about injecting each other?
Yeah, I mean, I think the paramedics do it that way. There's also specific things. If you're taking a class like to become a phlebotomist, they start you with these rubber arms. And they have actual vein things in them and everything else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, that's what I want to do. I want to quit talk radio. And what do they call those people? It starts with a P. They go around and withdraw blood. What are they called?
Lobotomist.
I want to become
PH.
I want to become a PH. How much training do you need to become a PH?
Oh, not very much. I don't even know if it's 6 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you go to learn this?
Well, the hospitals sometimes do it themselves. You know, check in with some of the other things. Hey, you know, I want to make one other point on this, and that is that, you know, part of our issue here, too, is society at large is partly responsible from the standpoint that we leave these people on the streets. That we don't care enough about them.
Yes,
to make sure that they are not on the streets.
Yeah, that's really true.
You know, and when society at large says, oh, these people don't matter, then the kids are going to get away with, well, hey, who's going to care?
Yeah.
And so they have their own ability to come up with ideas. They have brains. They're idle. And they come up with stuff that's pretty ugly.
Yeah, and there's a way to get around that. And the reason I know there's a way to get around that is because the city of Chicago gets around it in the wintertime by going and rounding up people who are on the streets because of the weather. And there's got to be some way to fix that problem, too. Jenny, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks so very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Yeah, look at this bruise I got on the side of my arm.
Ooh, that is nasty.
Yeah, that's where somebody blew the last vein. But they did. Speaking of that, I got to go to the doctor today. I got to my cardiologist. So dig this. I'm going to ask him. I'm going to say, hey, man, let me ask you what the deal is here. I got to take blood thinner. So do you think, like, because I take blood thinner, do you think that it would be bad for me to go to a tattoo parlor and get more ink? And he's going to look at me like, you should be lobotomized. That's what he's going to look at me in. All right, 8:46, 46 minutes past the hour. Coming up at 9:05 this morning, we'll get the ultimate word about this whole British withdrawal and about the White House, because we have on one of my favorite people, and he's really hard to get. Congratulations to John Turk for pulling this off. Newsweek's Richard Wolff at 9:05.
Right.
And you're not allowed to talk to him, Grandpa. Only I'm doing the interview.
All right.
No, you can come in here and talk. All right, let's go to Aaron O'Neill with a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We're starting to get that accident cleared up and out of your way. South Bend I-25 at Bellevue. At one time, only the left lane was getting through. It looks like just the two right lanes are blocked right now. So that's three lanes to the left getting through. And backup start still at University. We'll hopefully start to see things improve a little bit on that southbound drive. You still may want to use your alternate routes. This has also affected the southbound 225 drive. Backups there start at Parker Road. And there's also a crash out of that direction near Mississippi that has traffic backed up towards 6th Avenue. Loosening up both directions of I-70, looking a little bit better, as well as the Boulder Turnpike this time around. Looking at your weather for today, breezy, sunny, warmer. Highs up near 60. We're at 42 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stressed and can't sleep? The hottest new sleeping pill isn't really a sleeping pill at all. It's Relicor PM, the belly fat pill you take before bedtime. Relicor PM. So if you're stressed out and can't sleep, you need Relicor PM. That's Relicor PM.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Iraq veterans are calling for an investigation into what is going on inside Walter Reed Hospital. Why are our veterans being neglected? And in Iran, they are holding extensive war game maneuvers. Their most extensive war game maneuvers ever. What does this mean as the United States Navy continues to build up forces in the region? And where will it lead? And the polar ice cap, can it be saved or is it too late?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get progressive about your career. You listen to AM 760, now you can join the team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you are outgoing, motivated, energetic, and want to help business owners market to AM 760 listeners, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to maxbrooks@clearchannel.com today. Political affiliation is not a consideration. For a complete list of all available positions, visit clearcareers.com. That's clearcareers.com. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Here's an important question for all investors. Are you making serious investment mistakes that can slash the value of your portfolio? You'll find out when you get a free copy of Fisher Investments' new report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. Just call today, 1-800-700-7741. This important report is written by Ken Fisher, the widely respected Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. In Ken's report, you'll learn the most common mistakes investors make, mistakes that could be costing you a lot of money. This is the kind of valuable information that Fisher Investments shares with high net worth investors like you, who value personal communication and exceptional money management services. To get your copy of this important free report, The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, call 1-800-700-7741. That's 1-800-700-7741. 1-800-700-7741.
8:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here comes the mortgage store. Once again, with another great rate for you to take advantage of. 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate. And you heard me right about this. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 5.53 APR. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. If you act now and you act quickly, you can defer your next two house payments. And I'm not kidding about this. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up. Maybe hundreds of dollars a month or more. So take advantage of the special 5.25% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee. There are no out-of-pocket closing costs. And they're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. At only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate, we guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store, they're the guaranteed pros.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills, or they'll reimburse you the difference. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their homes. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880. Open 24 hours, some fees do apply.
Come support your men's and women's Colorado basketball teams on Saturday, February 24th. The day will start at 2 p.m. as Bob Huggins and the Wildcats of Kansas State take on the Buffalo Men. Then at 7 p.m., come support the seniors on the Colorado women's team in their home finale when they battle the Kansas Jayhawks. Tickets for both of these exciting Big 12 games can be purchased by calling 303-49-BUFFS, visiting CUBUFFS.com, or stopping by Tickets West, located in all King Superstores. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Right now, Jay Marvin on your radio. Next week, Jay Marvin in the unemployment line. Mostly sunny, high today, 56. AM760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about teenagers and their attacks on the homeless. Let's go to Julie in Fort Collins. Julie, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How's it going?
Going good.
Well, I'm almost to work, but I wanted to get my two bits in before I got here.
You bet.
Basically, I kind of disagree with the premise of most of your callers and what you've been talking about this morning in the whole Lord of the Flies, and we're kind of born into sin, and I just think that's a little bit too much Christian fundamentalism for me.
Well, I wasn't implying that anybody is born into sin, because I don't believe that. I was just implying that, or saying that there is a violent nature and a dark side to most human beings. I mean, would you disagree with that?
Yeah, I sure do.
Oh, okay.
I sure do. I think that my premise is that I don't have the statistic off my cuff here or anything, but I know that I've heard that the average child, by the time they reach age 12, has seen thousands of murders on the television set. And I think it really has a lot more to do with being desensitized to the whole act, and children don't realize consequences to actions like adults do. And when they become desensitized to something and think that there's no long-term consequences, they just really don't understand it. And I think that really goes right into 15- and 16-year-olds, too. I've worked with them in the past. And they think that they're adults, but they're really not. And they really don't understand long-term consequences. Even myself at that age, I can remember doing wild and crazy things, and you just think you're never going to die, nothing ever bad is going to happen to you. And I think it has a lot more to do with that.
Well, I think what you're saying has a huge amount of validity to it. But I think the other part of it is, where you and I would disagree, is that we have always had violence in this country, even before television was around. So you'd have to find a way to explain that. And then the part about TV, I think you're right, but the answer to that is parents got to turn it off. You can't go through and selectively regulate, because then you're going to start having a discussion about censorship, about what is gratuitous violence and what is art, and that's a really, really hard decision to make. And I don't think people want a committee-like structure in the United States of America. I certainly don't, to make those decisions for my individual household. And that's why they've got technological things like blocking shows out and fixing it so your kids can't listen to it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on all of those points, actually. I don't want censorship at all. I don't want the government telling me what I can and cannot watch. And I agree with you. It does fall down onto the parents and screening those sorts of things. But the fact of the matter is that it just doesn't happen. And we were looking for a reason this morning, and I just kind of think that's part of it.
Well, maybe if we went into the schools, and maybe if we did two things. One, more mental health. And two, actually teach more parenting skills. Maybe that would correct it. Julie, have a great day at work.
And I
thank you for calling.
To me.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Richard Wolf from Newsweek magazine, coming up next here on AM 760.
Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington. Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk Broadcasting in high definition. Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalonis.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Britain says the time has come to start pulling out of Iraq. The announcement came this morning in Parliament by Prime Minister Tony Blair.
The actual reduction in forces will be from the present 7,100, itself down from over 9,000 2 years ago, and 40,000 at the time of the conflict, to roughly 5,500.
And Blair says there will be further reductions as the situation in the South warrants. The White House reaction, we're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, officials here say the British drawdown is a sign of success, confirmation of improving conditions in parts of southern Iraq patrolled by the British troops. But President Bush has always rejected any talk of a set timetable for U.S. withdrawal. This morning, Secretary of State Rice insists the coalition is intact. The British decision, though, means the closest ally in what was once called the coalition of the willing is gradually leaving Iraq. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In Iraq today, the U.S. military is investigating the hard landing of a Black Hawk helicopter north of Baghdad. All the crew members aboard were said to have been rescued safely. And in the holy city of Najaf, a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 people. Iran is thumbing its nose at the U.N. again, ignoring today's Security Council deadline to halt uranium enrichment. Tehran says it has no intention of doing that, though it says it will guarantee that it won't try to develop nuclear weapons. Well, if you think spending on health care takes a big bite out of your paycheck now, just wait. Economists are predicting that in the next 10 years, Americans will be spending one of every $5 on medical coverage.
On a per-person basis, it's our expectation that per capita out-of-pocket expenditures will average $850 and then grow, according to our forecast, to just over $1,400 by 2016.
John Poizel, Deputy Director of the National Health Statistics Group. The cost of health insurance is expected to climb even more rapidly. A growing number of employers are offering their workers free prescription drugs as a way of treating diseases and trying to hold down long-term health care costs. One of the companies involved is Mohawk Industries. Alan Christensen is benefits administrator for the carpet manufacturer.
Individuals have free access to meeting with a pharmacist, and those folks who are in the program do not pay anything for their medications.
In a Fort Lauderdale, Florida courtroom, Anna Nicole Smith's mother is on the stand as the battle goes on over where she will be buried. Virgie Arthur is telling the court about her daughter's early steps toward a career in show business.
She was trying to make her way in the world. She was dancing in exotic clubs, which I didn't approve of, but you know, you can make your children. You raise your children. You teach them right from wrong.
The judge says Friday he will decide who gets custody of Smith's body. Her mother wants her to be buried in her native Texas, while boyfriend Howard K. Stern says she should be laid to rest in the Bahamas near her son. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 52 points, the Nasdaq off 4. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day, no no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest-priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A 9-year-old boy from Erie is recovering after being attacked by the family's Labrador retriever. Amanda Jolliffe says her son Josh went to pet the lab and it attacked him with no warning. He was severely bitten on the head, left shoulder, left hand. Family was able to intervene and separate the dog from the boy. The cops were called out. An officer had to shoot and kill the dog after it tried to attack him.
I had the dog for 7 years, and he never showed any kind of aggression towards a human being at all.
Amanda Jolliffe talking to our partners at 9 News. Josh is hospitalized at Children's Hospital and is doing okay. A state house committee has approved a measure to reduce the impact of oil and gas drilling on wildlife. It would require the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission to work with state wildlife officials and develop rules by next year to minimize the impact. Head of the National Wildlife Federation says drilling operations are driving away a lot of animals. And what's in a name? An attorney's gathering signatures to change the name of the Denver suburb of Commerce City. Attorney Jim Benson says he's already got 800 signatures to get that proposed on the city ballot. If enough voters agree with him, a committee would offer 3 new names for voters to choose from in November. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, it looks like we're just down to one right lane being blocked off to traffic, southbound I-25 at Bellevue. You know, we had that large accident, but with 4 lanes now getting through, we're still seeing backups starting right around the Downing Street Bridge. So give yourself plenty of extra time if you're making the trip from downtown towards the Denver Tech Center. Also, really backed up southbound 225 as well, packed in from Parker Road to make all the way down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Be ready for that. Southbound 225 also dealing with an accident near Mississippi that has the right lane blocked, and that stop-and-go traffic starts on the approach to Colfax. Northbound I-25, still busy ride from Colorado Boulevard getting up into downtown, but it's starting to loosen just a touch. Now, it looks like all other areas getting back to normal, including I-70, Boulder Turnpike, and 6th Avenue, wide open. Security wait time out at DIA right now, about 5.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
7 minutes after 9. Good morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, John M., and John Turk. Mostly sunny. High today, 56. Richard Wolf is Newsweek senior White House correspondent, covering everything from the president's foreign policy to life of the White House chief. And he's written some great articles for Newsweek, including Bush in the Bubble, The Weight of the World. He's just a prolific writer. Who, I didn't know this, it also has written a cookbook, or co-wrote a cookbook, about Spanish cooking. And he's covered this president before he was president, when he was governor back in 1999. And we've had him on the show a couple of times. And Richard, let me publicly thank you right off the bat for coming on, because I know you're always under the deadline. You're always in demand. And we really do appreciate you taking the time to come on here.
My pleasure.
And by the way, before we get into politics, let me just ask you basically, about this, because I'm interested, about this cookbook. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you can't live on politics alone, you know. Man's got to eat. And One of my best friends in D.C. Happens to be a Spanish chef, and I would help him out writing magazine pieces and suggested to him at one point that he should do a book, we should do a book, and the book is called Tapas, A Taste of Spain and America. It was a huge amount of fun and a blessed relief from politics, and it's done great. So we're working on the next one.
Well, I'm headed to Amazon.com. Or Barnes & Noble, probably Barnes & Noble. I'm headed to Barnes & Noble to order this book immediately.
You know, it's even for people who don't cook very much, we've made it very simple. And, you know, Spanish food is very healthy and tasty, and the book's got lots of great pictures in, too. So it was a whole lot of fun, and as I said, had nothing to do with politics, and that itself was a pure joy.
That's great. And you also write a weekly column, too, on politics at Newsweek.com called The Oval, and we want to give that a plug. All right, let's delve in a little politics here,
yes.
Which is what we do, I guess. The British announcement this morning by Tony Blair that they're going to start pulling troops out, that the Danes are going to leave, and the White House is saying that this is a sign of success. But if the British government had a belief in the president's plan in Iraq, why wouldn't they come to Baghdad and help us?
That's a very good point. A couple of things. First of all, if they had such a belief in Iraq as a national security problem, then how come they have so few troops right now?
Yeah.
You know, they're pulling down to something like 5,000, 7,000 to about 5,000. These are not big numbers, and the British government clearly believes that Afghanistan is a much bigger threat to the world security than Iraq is right now. They say, listen, their region in the south around Basra has been a lot more peaceful, a lot easier to deal with. Not that it has been easy, but easier to deal with than Baghdad. So they're reluctant to sort of take shots at their American friends, but there have been tensions all along about the conduct of the war, about the balance between security and reconstruction, about reaching out to local leaders and local officials as opposed to sort of using brute force. And there's a difference of opinion, not just politically back home in Britain, but strategically with the British government about the solution for Iraq and again, the relative threats posed by Afghanistan.
Now, does part of the reason for Blair pulling out, does that have to do with the fact the Labour Party is just the dogs in the polls? And, of course, Blair is leaving this year, and he's trying to turn the reins of power over to Gordon Brown, I guess.
That's clearly a part of it, and there's no question they're under intense political pressure. Blair himself is going to be stepping down. He doesn't have to, but he is stepping down from being Prime Minister at some point, probably around May, is the latest speculation. So the politics are important, but when this war started, the Brits had a force of around 40,000 in the region, and it's already come down enormously since then. There's just not the same approach to this conflict, nation-building enterprise, whatever you want to call it in Iraq. So it is both political and strategic.
So what do we have now? We have the president and his buddy John Howard, and they're going to go it alone in Iraq. And how is the White House? I mean, I know what they're saying, but how are they really taking it inside?
How are they taking the Brits moving? Look, I mean,
yeah.
the administration knew the Brits were on a track to get out, and they're trying to spin it as this being a great sign of success, which is an ambitious amount of spin,
yeah.
Given everything else that's going on in Iraq. I mean, it is true that the Brits have done a good job, but rather than replicate that job in the south, they've taken a different approach elsewhere. Again, the threats are different in different parts of Iraq, but the British government, British politicians in general, are not interested in a surge, and certainly the British people aren't interested in a surge, and they do see this much more clearly as a sectarian conflict. Of course, British forces are likely to be involved in counter-terrorist action all over the region as and when they're needed, but they see, like I said, a much bigger threat of terrorist operations coming from Afghanistan than they do Iraq.
Well, I think the American people are not interested in a surge, but that doesn't mean anything, apparently.
Yeah, you know, you could argue that British politicians are being more responsive, but look, American voters made their feelings very clear in November, and I guess we're seeing that filter through in the Congress, but the administration has its own position and has a huge amount of latitude in the way the system runs here.
Do you buy these arguments that seem to be floating around in the media about Dick Cheney, about the vice president losing power?
You know, there is a degree of truth to that. You know, senior officials, senior aides to President Bush tell me that the president just doesn't rely on Dick Cheney the same way he did in the first term, and that is a reflection of what he thinks he has in terms of his own experience, and it's also a reflection of Cheney's performance on Iraq. Having said that, he's still a very influential voice. The president takes his advice very seriously, but as the president says, he's the decider. I mean, you know, a lot of times we've looked at this administration and said, oh, Cheney must be telling him to do this, or Cheney's said to do that. I think it's clear now, looking back, that the key decisions are really Bush's. This is Bush's decision about going to war and Bush's decision about how to run the war. So Cheney's important, and it's a very secretive relationship that he has with the president. It's not what it used to be, but it's still important.
Speaking of Cheney, of course, the Scooter Libby jury gets the case today, starts deliberating. If you were a betting man, which way would you bet this thing's going to go?
I think Libby's in serious trouble, and a number of my sources in the White House think the same thing. The case, they almost tried to litigate a different case. The defense were trying to defend against the charge of the leak. This trial wasn't about the leak. It was about lying to the grand jury. It was perjury and obstruction of justice. So I think that was a gamble to confuse the jury, and I'm not sure it's paid off.
How scared are they inside the White House?
You know, I think they've already feel that they've cut him loose. You know, Libby's left the White House. He was Cheney's staff guy anyway, and there's, as this trial has made clear, a huge degree of tension and separation between the two sides. The worry is clearly around the Cheney folks, because Libby is still close to Cheney. I saw Libby at Cheney's Christmas party just at the end of last year. So these people are all still a close-knit group. And, you know, the bigger concern in the White House was where the trial would be headed in terms of what other revelations were going to come out, what other things were other witnesses going to say to defend themselves and point the finger of blame at someone else. So the trial being shorter than expected, I suspect, has probably been treated with a sigh of relief inside the White House.
All right, one last question. I find it kind of weird. Maybe you can explain this. But this whole thing about Building 18 at Walter Reed broke in the Post, and it's all over the place. And Tony Snow yesterday didn't really have much to say about it. And the president today is going to a hospital to talk about health care. Why no reaction from the White House about this?
They have been pretty reluctant talking about veterans' issues in general and the wounded in anything more than sort of patriotic terms, I guess is the best way to put it, honoring their sacrifice and their commitment and respecting the spirit of people trying to recover, all of which are laudable, but there's been very little engagement with some of the politics of veteran issues. And, you know, like many things, I suspect Tony Snow will get a different set of talking points over the next couple of days, and they'll have to deal with it as the pressure builds. But when President Bush travels like this, they're very tightly scripted things. He has two or three issues he's trying to hit, and he won't want to muddy the story by getting into another news cycle on a different subject.
All right, Richard Wolff, Newsweek's Washington, D.C. correspondent and a culturally diverse individual who's got a great
Renaissance man.
Yeah, he's got a great cookbook out.
Just a hungry man.
A hungry man who's got a cookbook out. What's the title of it again, Richard?
Tapas, A Taste of Spain and America.
Okay, it's available now, and you're working on a second one.
Exactly.
Well, when that second one comes out, and I hope we can have you back on before that, but when that second one comes out, We'll get on there and talk about that one, too. And I'm going today to get your cookbook.
That'd be good. Enjoy.
Bon appetit, Richard.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. There's Richard Wolf. Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Great gourmand.
Yep. And nice to have him on. Really nice to have him on. All right, 9:16, 16 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we will delve into some other stuff here right around the corner. But right now, we got to find out what's going on out here at Bellevue, because I only got 30.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
591.
Okay, heated cloth seats, all new Chrysler Sebring Touring available. Toyota Camry LE, not available. Honda Accord LX, not available. Yes, essential stain-resistant fabric, Sebring standard. Other guys, not available? Wait a minute, there's got to be something. Oh, here we go. Steering wheel, Sebring standard. Toyota and Honda, standard.
The all-new Chrysler Sebring, completely redesigned inside and out with many exclusive features. As described, $21,110. MSRP excludes tax.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I like to sit around the studio and play a little bass every now and then. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9, mostly sunny, high today, 56, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right. I'll do a little open phones, but I also got something else I want to ask you about. And I've been meaning to talk about this. And you'll never hear this discussed really anywhere else. And one of the reasons why you'll never hear it discussed anywhere else is because it's viewed as a threat to conventional radio. Although I don't see it that way. And that is the idea that Sirius and XM are going to merge. And I wonder, one, would you pay for your radio? Would you pay for it? That's question number one. And then the other question is, everybody I talk to, which that in itself is a bad term to use on the air. Well, who's everybody and how many people do you talk to? But if I just have casual conversations with people, they'll say to me, oh, man, radio's really bad. Particularly and especially music radio. Now, we're lucky to have one radio station in this area, which I think is great, and that's KBCO. But by and large, radio's not what it used to be. Kids listen less and less. And they're more into iPods, and more people are going to the internet. And there are more choices out there than ever before. But for those of us who are adults, when we were growing up, the radio was the center of the universe, basically, wasn't it? And for most Americans, it still is the place to get news and information. And that's probably never going to change. But it isn't what it used to be. And to be truthful with you, I think in most cases, it's boring. So you have these two satellite providers, which can't make it on their own, because they're losing massive amounts of money, so they decide to merge together to stay alive. And I wonder how many of you have ever tried them. I wonder how many of you have experience with them. I wonder how many of you liked them enough or liked them enough to pay for them, and you find them to be radically different from what's on terrestrial or conventional radio. And most radio stations would never have a discussion like this. Most radio stations would never acknowledge their existence. Plus, on top of that, most radio stations would never ask you openly what you think is wrong with the medium they're involved in. But I'm asking it. So if anybody wants to answer it, or you want to talk about anything else, 303-713-7600. And I got three lines open. So you can bite on that. And I know there's a tremendous amount of digital downloading going on in iPod use. And I have to admit, I've admitted on this show before, that when it comes to the digital area of things, I'm really behind the rest of you. I don't digitally download hardly any music at all. I'm still one of these people, and I know we've had running debates on this now for the better part of 2 years, that I'm one of these people that I still go out and I still buy CDs when I do. That I don't download music. And I've got an iPod. And I've had an iPod for a while, long time, really. But I never have occasion to use it. So if I'm going to listen to music, I listen to CDs. Or I got to tell you, I put on KBCO. So I got to be honest with you. And I like the people over there at KBCO. I like Brett and I like Ginger, and I like the folks who work over there. I'm just being honest. I mean, I could, you know, lie to you and tell you otherwise, but I'm not going to do that. And I think something else happens to you, too. I think that after a while, you get that it gets harder and harder, too, to absorb new music, and you start to, or at least I do, you go through strains of nostalgia. But I remember that when people on the air were extremely entertaining and were compelling to listen to, and you didn't want to miss a day. And you had, I mean, everything was going on there. News, culture, I mean, everything was happening. And the people who were on it were larger than life. And now that doesn't seem to be the case. Now it seems to be that if you go up and down the dial, it's pretty boring. All right, let's go to the phones, and we go to John and Golden. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, John.
Hi. Hey, listen, I used to live in Michigan, and I would catch you sometimes out of Chicago.
Oh, sure, when I worked at WLS.
Yeah, about 5-6 years ago or something.
Try about, you're getting older, man. Try about 10 years ago.
That could be. But I'm an XM listener, and about the only time I listen to, Denver radio is to catch your show.
Wow.
760, you know, because I get the other Air America stations on XM. I get CNN, and, you know, I'm kind of a news political junkie. So, but the music is, then you get all these music stations. I listen to a lot of jazz, and it's just commercial. Most of it's all commercial free.
But it's also, I've listened to it too, but it's also boring as hell a lot of the times.
Yeah, sometimes you flip it back and forth. But I agree with you, you know, because I'm in my 50s. I'm about your age. And when I was growing up, yeah, the radio was the center of the world.
Yeah, and now it's really, for the most part, with the exception of talk, and even then you're kind of limited because you either got the right-wing angry white men screaming on one radio station, or you've got the Air America, you know, the stations, which also deal strictly mostly in politics, and there's no, sometimes you got to get away from that, and where do you go? You can't go anywhere, and if you go to the regular radio stations to play music, it's like there's nothing going there. They're boring.
Yeah, right. Now, do you think part of that is, like, when we were growing up, I don't know, the music in the 60s and 70s just seemed so much more, was almost experimental. And we had, groups like the Beatles that went far beyond just being, you know, a little boy bands or something they got nowadays.
It seemed like in the late 60s, early 70s especially, there was this explosion of a variety of music. I mean, progressive rock covered a whole spectrum.
Oh, you know what,
stuff.
You guys, like, quit being old men. I mean, there's music out today that's good, and it's explosive,
but
and
everything
it's exciting.
But everything is niche-oriented. People listen to a specific. People that are into techno-rock listen to techno-rock.
Well, I don't think it's the case with KBCO.
They play a pretty good assortment, yeah.
I think it's one of the best commercial FM radio stations in America.
But I still think there was a greater variety. More people were listening to a greater variety of music in those days. Let's put it that way.
You know what you guys remind me of?
What?
Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention had a double album out once called Reuben and the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
Which was Zappa doing, like, 50s bebop and stuff.
Yeah.
And in the corner of the inside of the album cover, it said, and I quote, "Don't laugh. Someday you'll be an old man sitting around on a wooden box listening to records." All right. I appreciate the call, man. Be safe out there on the road.
Okay. Thanks, Jay. Have a good one.
Okay. Take care.
I always like peaches and regalia.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're sitting around. Well, there's nothing to listen to today. That's not true. There's good music out there.
Yeah, but I think people are more niche-oriented because of things like iPods and people are selecting. They're not exposed to a broad variety.
Yeah, but my point is there's nothing to draw them to these entities because there's no form of entertainment going on there.
Yeah, you're right.
Even this format lacks variety. Because in bigger cities, here are the choices you have. White men conservatives screaming on the radio. Academic political talk. Either progressive or commercial free. National Public Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Maxim talk. These guys that do, quote-unquote, male 18 to 34-year-old talk.
Oh, yeah, that.
And that stuff all sounds forced and contrived.
Yeah.
And so that's not very interesting either. What about the rest of us who are caught in the middle and want to go listen to something?
Well, I think we're pretty interesting.
Speak for yourself, Grandpa. I'm not claiming that. All right, 9:34 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at traffic with a very interesting Aaron O'Neill.
Yeah, it looks like things are getting a little bit better heading into the Denver Tech Center. You know, we had that big multi-car accident, South Bend I-25 at Bellevue. Finally cleared up and out of your way. All lanes reopened. We're starting to see the front of that jam break loose. Still going to be kind of slow, though, coming down from University. But give yourself a couple extra minutes there if you're headed south of the downtown area. And it's also affected southbound 225. We're still pretty well backed up from Parker Road towards the Denver Tech Center merge. But even that's starting to loosen up. Getting a crash cleared out of the right lane, southbound 225 at Mississippi, just a little bit from Colfax on down. Both directions, I-70 back to normal. No delays for the C-470 or the Boulder Turnpike this time around. Looking at your weather today, it's going to be a little breezy, but sunny and warm up near 60 degrees for a high. We're at 45 now. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that saves you on the road can also save you on car insurance. AAA Insurance for auto, home, and life. Call
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
All right, everybody, I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry, working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
See, even we play a better variety of music than most music stations. 938, 38 minutes past the hour. Mostly sunny, high today, 56. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones, but we're talking about XM and Sirius merging and also about what's wrong with modern day. I'm awake. Radio. Let's go to Paul in Parker. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, as far as the satellite stuff goes, I don't subscribe myself. I have listened to it on friends' systems and when I've had rental cars. And, you know, it's a nice change, but they're still locked into, some pretty monolithic formats like 60s. 70s, and I have yet to find a satellite channel that has, you know, an eclectic mix. The only way I've been able to find that is through the internet, and, you know, there's various venues for that. One of my favorites is the BBC. If you go to the BBC, bbc.co.uk, or that uk.co, I can't remember what it is, co.uk, and you can listen to their local radio channels, which I believe there are four or five. There's BBC Radio 1 through BBC Radio 5, and they all have a different orientation. Personally, I like 3. It has a lot of classical and jazz, but they also have some freeform programming where they play a pretty wide range of folk music, to classical, to jazz, to experimental. And the BBC is still one of the best broadcasters, not only in my opinion on radio, but on television as well.
Yeah, you know who else plays really wild music, just like really different sounding music. Even though I don't understand French, so it's hard to understand what they're talking about. But is radio in France, which you can hear also via the internet, and they play like a lot of different things. And I agree with you about satellite, because I've heard both services, both XM and Sirius. They're boring. They really are boring. The people who are on there are not exciting. They're not entertaining. And the playlists are tight, and the music's stifled, and it's not an alternative. And if you go to the talk channels, they're running commercials too.
Right. What I've done at home to build my own radio stations, I bought a high-quality FM radio transmitter. It runs 1 watt, which is the legal limit, and it will actually go out about a quarter mile from my house with a high-quality signal. And I think the only clear channel I've been able to find is 93.9. So if you're in the Parker area, you might be able to hear my little radio station.
I'm gonna call the FCC and get your rear busted, man.
No, this is legal. It's 1 watt is the legal limit for a personal radio transmitter.
Not if I'm on that. Not if I have a commercial entity on that frequency.
I checked. I think it's pretty much clear channel.
Go ahead. Go ahead and interfere with the mountain. We don't care.
No, it's 93.9, and, you know, if the FCC wants to come and get, I'm an amateur radio operator, so I know about FCC.
Oh, yeah, really? Are you? What grade license do you have?
I'm an extra.
Oh, man, you're a brain. I used to have a novice.
Oh, yeah.
And then a technician.
Yeah, well, you know, now the Morse code option has gone away, so anybody who wants to get on HF frequencies can do it. You don't need to know Morse code anymore.
Yeah, man, I remember all that stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
I went the way of the buffalo.
Yeah, personally, I happen to love Morse code, and I prefer that over the voice. Anyway, what I wanted to say is that I use that little radio transmitter around the house, so that I can listen to internet radio stations with just a pair of headphones and a little, FM receiver.
Well, that's cool. You know what? Good for you, man. Well, listen, 73 and good DX.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye.
Yeah, I remember when I key up in my garage, my mother or my stepfather would come running in. They're interfering with the TV.
One of my favorite movies, and actually something that kind of got me into radio, was Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
What was his,
it was Christian Slater, wasn't it? I saw that film. Pump Up the Volume. That is a good movie. Where he's running the pirate radio station. This is Harry, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I love that movie for some reason. I don't know why. That, you know, that came out when I was like a young teenager. So that's kind of got that sparked my interest in radio.
Yeah, well, see, nowadays there are no disc jockeys. It's all, you know, voice tracks. Some other guy's sitting in another town, and there aren't that many great people on the air. I mean, there aren't that many Brett Saunders and Gingers and people like that around anymore. Right? Are you withholding judgment over there?
Yeah, I don't listen to music radio much. There's nothing on. Nothing worth listening
to. Well, how do you get exposed to music?
You know, by what my wife listens to. That's about it. See, when I lost all the hearing in my right ear and all of a sudden everything was just mono, I kind of... radio music ceased being really that important to me. That's why I started listening primarily to talk.
Well, one ear is better than no ears.
Yeah, but you know, when you can't hear in stereo, you kind of lose something in translation.
What? So you never listen to AM? AM's not in stereo. Remember when they tried to sell that idea of AM in stereo?
Yeah.
But now they got high definition. You ever heard high definition radio? It's great.
I wouldn't know.
Well, even with one ear, you can hear there's no static there. No?
No.
Well,
when you got one ear, it's the world changes.
I wonder if Rush Limbaugh has the same problem.
Probably.
Because he has those implants.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man. You're on the Rush Limbaugh Show, the EIB Excellence Network.
Well, you notice his voice.
Go ahead, caller from Denver, Colorado. Hey, I just thought I'd call up and ask, you been listening to music lately?
You ought to do that.
Oh, I can't listen to any man high and steamroller.
You notice his voice has changed, though, since he lost his hearing.
I think sanity has changed. I guess what's going on there. It's gotten worse.
What little was left is gone.
You people. All right, let's go to Bertha and Aurora. Bertha, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
Good. I actually originally called about the topic earlier in the last hour about the kids with beating up the homeless people.
Well, sure. Go ahead. It's open. Okay. You can talk about that, too. I'm not going to get, you know, criticize you. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. Basically, I was just calling to say that what's interesting is the fact that you're even asking the question, what's wrong with kids? Because, I mean, you know, humans, I agree with many earlier callers, humans have been around for hundreds of thousands of years. They have all these instincts, and on top of that, we have the ability to reason and have somewhat be somewhat logical. And unfortunately, when you combine that with those worst instincts, you get really bad behavior. And we have this, we've been trying to be civilized for really only a few thousand years compared to our hundreds of thousands of years of dealing with instincts. I mean, you get the Romans who built these magnificent buildings and roads and aqueducts, but the Colosseum was built for blood sport. It wasn't gladiators having just battles. They were fighting to death. And then you had a targeted group of people like Christians being tossed into the ring with starving animals to be ripped to death, and 50,000 people went to watch that.
No, I thought only liberals tossed Christians in the ring to be torn apart. I'm sorry, I must have missed that part of history.
No, I guess, well, you know, Romans were Democrats, so
you people.
That's, I guess they were, yeah. and then you had, you know, up until recently, public executions were public entertainment. People would take a picnic basket and their kids and go watch people being hanged.
Hey, listen, I've had people call me before, not here, but I've had them call me on other radio stations, and that's exactly what they'll say. They'll say, I had to take these people and hang them in public, execute them in public, and that'll teach people a lesson. It's like, what are you talking about?
See, those instincts still remain, but now we're saying that those things are not good. You know, that that we should be discouraging that. And it's gonna. Unfortunately, it's gonna take time for people, for that to really sink in. I mean, like I said, for thousands of years, that sort of behavior was perfectly okay. I mean, being a soldier was not a noble protecting your country and, you know, the Constitution. It was, a lot of times, being a soldier was about going to other places and controlling other people and taking all their stuff. I mean, that was how people got rich.
Okay,
was to
but
invade and conquer.
Okay, but in the year 2007, so what are you saying? Like that stuff's still with us, and that there are going to be a segment of society that's going to act in this manner?
I think it's the change is going to be slow. I think it's a slow change, but it's what is, we are changing for the better.
My God, 15-year-olds still doing this and thinking that they're doing it for amusement?
I know. It's, those instincts are unfortunately still there, and you know, we actually, this idea of, you know, kids as innocent from 0 to 18, I mean, kids led different lives before. This is a recent thing. We have kids living innocent lives and that sort of thing. Kids experienced a lot of worse stuff in most of history, most of their life, you know?
Yeah, but in this day, in this day and age.
But what I'm saying is, this day and age is relatively tiny compared to humans. I mean, it's like being, I guess, a novice radio operator. You're learning a few things, and at the beginning, you know a little bit, but you learn more and more and more. And we're novices at being civilized or being, you know.
You know what? I'm going to have to think about that today.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to think about that thought. But, Bertha, I thank you. It's been a good conversation.
Sure. Okay.
All right. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, you know, you look at some of the really old paintings, and kids were portrayed as just small adults. You know, that there was a whole different perception of what childhood was 300-400 years ago.
You know what I want to do?
What?
I want to drive to the desert outside of Las Vegas and run around naked.
Why don't you go up to the Burning Man Festival up
and
near Gerlach?
And just forget all this.
That paints an ugly picture.
Yeah, just forget all this, man. That's what I want to do.
The Burning Man Festival is what, Labor Day weekend?
I want to get a job at the Bun Boy.
A Bun Boy?
At the Bun Boy, where they have the world's largest thermometer. You haven't seen that outside of Vegas going towards L.A.?
Maybe.
They have the Bun Boy.
Hey.
One guy owns the entire corner, the entire little town. Baker, California.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where Nick the Greeks is or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Where they got the best Euros, supposedly. We don't know. I've never had them.
So that's where
come on, man. Let's go out there. Let's go out there and get jobs.
As welders.
We're doing something. Who gives a damn? Because people out there don't care about who's the president of the United States. I just want to sell you a Bun Boy with that guaranteed god-awful cherry pie they serve out there. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Rick Morgan looks at the traffic.
Jay, we continue to see improvement on southbound I-25 coming down from the downtown area. Earlier problem at Bellevue is out of the way, starting to loosen up in the front end of that jam, and finally things are starting to loosen up from the bridges on down, and northbound is unaffected, looks good, heading from the tech center to downtown. 225 still a bit slow on that southbound side as you head across Aurora. Earlier problem at Mississippi is just about out of the way, so it should be a better drive through that stretch. Northbound is in much better shape across Aurora from that Parker to I-70 stretch, and the rest of the highway is in pretty good shape right now. Weather forecast, mostly sunny, but breezy at times, high in the low 60s, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 27. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 65 for a high. Right now, it's up to 51 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't risk running out of ink and slowing down your business. Hurry into Office Depot for hundreds of ink, toner, and...
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it.
Mm.
But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
We're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring Twenties silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring Twenties silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1984.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-1984. 800-890-1984.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, here we go. John Turk reads my mind. Man, I want the lowrider so bad. 953.
Oh, my friend. I'm a lowrider.
53 minutes after the hour. Mostly sunny, high today, 56. I want a lowrider so bad.
Rider.
With airbag shocks.
A little higher.
Big, big wide flames on the front. I love cars that bounce. What, John? Why are you laughing? Did you think that would be cool?
Well, you'd like my old Volkswagen Bug without the suspension, then.
You don't think a car with like those airbag shocks would be cool, where you just drive up and it lowers down to the ground, you get out?
Oh yeah, I think they'd be sweet. I told you I want a 64 Chevy Impala with the super hydraulic kit and the spinners.
We could call it the AM 760 car. We could drive it up and down Colfax. We could cruise the fax on Friday night, looking for action. What do you think?
Sounds good to me, man. I'll let you drive though.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely into it. All right, let me go to Jay in Littleton. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Dang.
What?
Oh, there was a... I thought I lost you there, Jay.
Oh, no, that's when we push the phone thing down, it goes... Ah. That's that thing to tell you you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, thank you a lot. I cleared out that earwax. I was wondering, when you were up in Chicago, did you ever happen to listen to WJR to Detroit?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course, because I was in the same company, and at one time there was this talk about putting me on both WLS and also WJR at the same time.
Were you aware of J.P. McCarthy?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's why I was wondering, because I can remember the year of J.P. McCarthy and his the other people on that radio station made radio interesting, because you didn't get talk radio. You kind of got each individual's show as it came up during the day.
Well, you never knew what you were going to get, and everything was spontaneous and surprising, where nowadays, you know what everything is.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Another point, and I'll let you go. I think you were born in 1952, right?
Right.
Yeah, same year I was born. That, to me, was a year of the previous generations could kill kids just because I accused my dad of just having us for cheap labor. But I worked on a farm. We didn't have time to think about things as bizarre as going beating up homeless people.
Well, that's true. Most of us were busy doing other things, depending on how much free time you had. And that's a very, very good point. Jay, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
See ya.
All right. That's it for this morning. This experiment in non-intellectual talk is now over.
Oh, I thought you were going to say experiment in terror.
And, yeah, well, that too. And we will now return you to
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great...